This message, This Day, This Scripture is Fulfilled, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Friday evening, February 19, 1965, at the Parkview Junior High School in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Di shedi ditukwedi mufundwe wulu dia monet William Marion Branham dia kayishibo musango kumpala mu anglais muditanu di lolu. Matu kudigi mini chitema angwondu mwibidi. Chiri mucha chinunu kama chitema kumia sama munitano ku Parkview Junior High School mu Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
Just remain standing if you will while we bow our heads for a word of prayer.
Shala yiko nubima njine kulu bune ni mwakuswa hatu litunyika mitu bwa mwaku wa disambilaha.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful tonight for this another opportunity to come and present this glorious, marvelous gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank Thee because that He still remains the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Tatu wa mujulu munanga, tujini kwanyi shijulo lwedi bwa echi mpunga muku wabu bwa kuloku kutuale evangelio wabu tumbi wa ukemeshanga wa Yesu Kristo.
We thank Thee for these people who have gathered out here in the time of this cold weather and still with their anticipations great, looking, believing that something extraordinary is going to be given us from God. We come with that hope, Lord, to every meeting.
Tulitukele tuwa sakijile buwa bantu waba, badibadi sange shakaba kama uchikondu cha mashakechi, ni bachi kalano ni dizu kadiabu dinene, bindila, bitabuji ni chintu kampanda cha habu wachi, ne chitu heshibu kudinzambi. Tulituluwa ni diteka menadi mukalenga kudisangisha ni disangisha dionso.
We thank Thee for the services night before last at the tabernacle. Thank Thee for the service here last evening, and for the service today at the tabernacle. We're looking forward now what you will have for us tonight.
Tulitukwela twasikijile bwa masangisha adilo ludia dia bobwa ku tabernacle. Tukwela twasikijile bwa disangisha dia makelele julo lukabaka ni bwa disangisha dia lelu ku tabernacle. Tulibinjile mpindie u chui kala nachi bwa tutwe tujulo lwedi.
Father, we know that anyone that's able to move their hands could turn back the pages of the Bible. But there's only one who can make it live. Be real, and that's you. Father, we're looking for you to do that tonight.
Tatu, tribama yini muntu yonsu ujini bukola bwa kunyungisha bianze u, mufuwa yine kubulu la mabeja Bible. Kadiku dia nu umwe hele uji mwa ukumuvuija ni moyi ni kuikale yuwa chabushua, mwina umwe u. Na nku tatu, tulibinjila bwa wewe kwenze na nkujilo lwedi.
Bless us in every way. Our hearts are so full of joy. As we see the time approaching when we're going to meet Him face to face, the one that we've loved and lived for all these years.
Tubenesha kumumu shindu onso. Myo yetu miula tente ni disanka turitumona diba jende disemena jito atuilanga na nende mpala ni mpala. Ye uturibananga ni uturibasha jileni moi bidimu bionso ebiao.
Many new converts, Lord, has been made. Understanding that a great host, 40 or 50, is to be baptized in your name in the morning from the service last night.
Bahia bahia babu ni mukalenga mbaku jumune michima. Ndingu mvoni musumba munene makumi anaya ni makumi atano. Bikengele kubabatiza mudina diebe mudinda. Bakudi sangisiti amakelele jilolu.
Oh God, please continue. We pray until every predestinated seed of God has seen the gospel light and come into the fold.
Hey Nzambi, swaku tungunuka, tritulomba, toni hikale diminu di angele kulongo le dionsu di Nzambi, dimona bukenka bwa evangelio ne dibwele muchikumbi.
We ask you to hide us tonight behind the word, blind us to the things of the world, and let us see Jesus. May there be a Mount Transfiguration experience among us tonight that we see no man save Jesus only. We ask it in His name and for His glory and a vindication of His gospel. Amen. You be seated.
Tulitukulomba bo utusoko kakuhanyi mahadiyi, utufofo mija kukubintu bia habuloba, ne utuleke la kutumona Yesu. Swakubu wakwikele jilabula, diya hamukuna wadikudimona diya mpala munkachimwetu.
dilolwedi baka tumunu mukwabu muntu to anu Yesu tulitulomba nunku mujina diende ni babutumbi bwende nilishindika dia evangelio wende amen njuma kusombai.
Just go to turn this mic or this desk just slightly sideways if it's all right, so that I can see both sides of the audience. I guess I can get the microphones around here right. All right, just a moment.
Nengikala numu wakukudi mune chukulukuluechi, ainchambiluechi, nchisendeka nundambu, hikela bibi kumbana nanku. Buwampete mwakumu wanenseka yonsu ibidi ya bateleji. Ngelemeji ni njimu wakulomba, bwa bateka kubiko lukulu ibidi, mwenye ngulukilwe ibi, mwenye mshindu mwimpa. Eyo, injila kakesi.
We are greeting from the main auditorium here tonight, our friends in Arizona, California, Texas, and across the United States by the way of telephone. This is going nationwide, this service tonight, by the way of telephone. So we trust that God will bless us.
Turi tuwele miyoyi, kumukele mudi balasi jine neidi lolwedi, balunda betu badimu Arizona, California, Texas, ni mu Etats-Unis mujima, mumushindu wa telefona. Echi, chidichi, ya muditu nge dijima, disangishe di lolwedi. Mumushindu wa kuma telefona. Hananku, tulipa tuishibo ni nzambi ni atubenesha.
Can you hear back over to the auditorium to the left? All right, they're going to check now the telephone system to see if it's working. All right.
Nujiku mwakumvwanyi, hanyima haha, toni kujibalasa, kujibaga jikwaka. Eyo, nibikele mwakukia nkita mpindye u, ndongolwelu wa kuma telefona, mwakumwane ni uji wende bimp.
Everybody happy tonight? Yeah. That's fine. On this side? Amen. I'm so glad to see that you're all seated comfortably.
Bantu bonsu bajini disanka jilolwe dianyi. Tuamba ni abimbilenga. Elu liseka halu. Amen. Ndini disanka be wakumwana ni nudi bonsu basomba bachankama.
And now, tomorrow night, if the crowds keep increasing, there'll also be telephone direct. There is tonight. I think some of them is down there at the tabernacle.
Nankumpindia umalaba jilolu, misumba ya bantu yoi mitungu nukanu ni kufulangana, nebanga chila habu buludi kuma telefone. Badiku jilolu edi, ngelemeji ni bama wakudibu badiku tabernakla kwa ka.
And tomorrow morning, the services cannot be had at the tabernacle because there'll be a florist there decorating the church for a wedding tomorrow afternoon.
Nenku, malaba mudinda, masangi shakene mwakwenzeka mutabernakle to. Bwalu, neku kele mulenge juwani bilongu, kuntuaku ulengeja ekelezia, bwadiba kamalaba mumahingaja.
And they have transferred the services in the morning up to Brother Ruddle's church, one of our associates, and up on the highway here, 62. It hasn't been announced.
Nenkumba tente muna masangi shamudinda, batu mwakwe ekelezi wamani turidele. Umu wakuba kwa chishibetu, ni mchibebe mu kumia samba munibidi. Mbachi fijileji manyisha.
If it overflows up there, we'll take the rest and send another minister down to Brother Junior Jackson's down in Clarksville. The reason we had it, Brother Ruddles, is close here, and we can, we thought you could find that easier. And then we'll take care of it in some way.
Nenkuchitanda chochi chuu leni hambe lukuntuaku, nitu wangataba kuwabu wabu, tutu mamuambi mukuwabu mamwani tu Junior Jackson, mamamu Clarksville. Chilichenza ni tuatekele mamwani tu Riddell, bwalu mpabui hiaha. Nenku tulibele mejini, nudiku bafuwaina kuhetau mwaba bihehele menemena.
Be sure to get all those baptisms in for tomorrow. And I hope there'll be another 100 or 2 added to those for baptism tomorrow.
Nenku nukala iba tuishi, bubwa kwenza mabatizo onswa ubu wa malaba. Nendinte kamene nina yuku kalaba kuwa buluka manyi kama ibidi, basa kitile kubwa ubu wabu wajibatiza malaba.
And now, tomorrow night, I never like to announce anything you speak on ahead of time, but one night in the service, or one day, I want to speak on the subject of who is this Melchizedek?
Nenkumpindie u malaba dilolu Meme chituku munanga kudi anjile kumanyisha chintu churi wakula huto. Kadijilo lo kampanda mudisangisha. Ayi nditu kukampanda. Ndibusa kwa kulu hache na bolu chani. Meleki sedeke unganyi.
Because it's a subject that I think we're living in the time when these revelations of which has been the a question down to the age of who is this fella.
Bolu nchena nchena bolu chinji meme ngele mejini. Tujini moi mchukondu chiti mabulu la. Akadi melele lukonku mchukondu chijimechi. Luani muntu mwine unganyi.
And I believe that God has the answer who he was. Some said a priesthood, some said a king, some, but there's got, as long as there's a question, there's got to be an answer to that question which is right. It cannot be a question without first being an answer.
Nendingele meji ni nzambi ujini janda muna jani, ye ya uvo nganyi. Bamo batuba amba ni mbuwa kuidi kampand, bamo ni mfumu kampand, bamo kari kujini chakwikele. Hadi kwa nulukonku, kujini chakwika la dianda muna kulukonku walu, dididijalam. Kakwene mwakwika la lukonku, kakwikwanji kwika la dianda muna nasha.
Now, we trusting that God will give us a blessing tonight out of his word as we read it. And you've had, Billy told me to tell you, that you sure had fine cooperation with the peoples here that's been in the parking system, the police and everything. Keep it up. That's very, very good.
Pindewo tribetu shiboni zambi ni atuheshe dibene sejulo lwedi mudi idiend. Haturi tudibale. Ninwe nujibaheta bili mungambi libo kunu ambile ni nujibaheta chabushua dikuwa chishangani mumudi muni bantu kabaka bari mundongo lwe luwa miaba ya di manyikile mashini. Bampulushi ni boko wabons. Tungunu kainachi abimbimpa. Bimpa be.
We hope to see the time maybe in the near future. Well, maybe we could bring the tent here to the city and put it up out here in the ballpark where we could stay for some length of time, maybe for 3 or 4 weeks revival constantly.
Tudibate kemene ni netu mwane chikondu hamuaha matu kwa chivuavu adihabu ya hamuaha aturikibofu waino kulo ni ntenta kabaka mchumengemu ni kumuasa hambelu waha mchalu chandunduemu muturikibofu waino kushala mkungunmule hamuaha mbingu isatuanyi nai ditabuluja.
Here, we just merely get to know each other, and then we have to say goodbye, and we go again. But I'd like to come and stay an extensive trip, one time where we can stay so we don't have to close out a night or two, but just stay and teach day and night, on and on.
Kadiaha tujanu tumanyanga na muntu ni mukwenda ni hashisha. Bikengele tulayanga na tuyecha kabidi. Karimeme jimuso kulwa kushale mulwendu lwa matu kwa abunyi. Chikondu kampanda chabofa ina kukushale mumushindwa kabibi bikengele buwa tuetu kukanga jilo lejumwehela nyabidito. Karikushale nunaka ni kulongesha munda mwenye ni bufuk, munda mwenye ni bufuk, bitu kunuka nunanku.
Maybe somebody go home and feed the chickens, milk the cows and come back next week and continue home with the service. I like that. So, the Lord be with you.
Hamwa hamuntu wanju kwa lukile kumbelu, ukahesha nzoli biakudia, ukamangomba mabela, kadi kwa lukile lumingu lijululonda, nikutungunuka ni masangisha. Mema ntumusabia nanku. Hanamku mukalenga ikala kunenu.
Now, before I leave, perhaps Sunday morning or Sunday night or sometime, one of these services, I know you're all waiting to hear the message on the truth about marriage and divorce, which is one of the great problems of the day.
Bindewu kumpala kwa meme kumuka hamwa hamudi alumingi mudinda anyi mudi alumingi julolu anyi diba kampanda di mudi akuma sangisha ndi mbaye ni nudi buon subi njile buwa kutele jadisha habulele la buwa dibaka ni difodia dibaka chidi chumacha kubi lumbu binena biya mudi tukwedi.
And I'm just as sure as I'm standing here, I believe that the correct answer is in the Word of God. And I believe that that's what I promised to come back for.
Ni meme ndi mutushi, buwa ni mundu mwema na kabake mu. Ndingi tabuji ni janda mwune dijala me didi mudi idi anzambi. Ndi mwita buji ni chocha chiki chimvo, mula ile buwa kwa lukila.
I suppose knowingly, as far as I know, I want to have another service here in Jeffersonville on Easter Sunday. And we'll, for sunrise service, and then Easter Sunday.
Ni ndi nchinka, mwikale mumbanya kuja nyhanyi jimanyani. ndi muso kwenze di kwa bu disang shemu ne mu Jeffersonville, mu jalu mingi ya pasaka. Ne netu ikala bu disang shemu di hatu keja diba, ni hashi isha mu jalu mingi ya pasaka.
So we'll announce it ahead and try maybe to get the auditorium if possible or somewhere for Sunday, maybe come Saturday and Sunday.
Hananku netu chumanyi shekumpala ni kuteta hamuwa habu kuheta di balasa koku mushindu anyi mwaba kampanda wa muji alumingu hamuwa hakulu wa muji sambombo ni muji alumingu.
Have to fly in and back out because it's near the time. I have to check it first with the schedule I have and one of my itinerary in California. And then immediately after that I've got to go down into to Africa. So keep in touch and pray for us.
Nabi kengele bwa mema kwanga tandeka kuloni kwa lukila. Bwale chudi habu hini diba. Bikengele nganji kuchikenketa jambidi. Nindonga mundi nende. Ni umu wakunjila wanyi mu California. Ni hashisha. Jaka muhanyi mahacho chachi. Bidi bikengele nye ku kwa Afrika. Hana anku. Tuikala ya nutubi kilangana. Ni nuatu sambi jilai.
Now, tonight, I want to call your attention to a portion of God's word found in the fourth chapter of St. Luke. The fourth chapter and the 16th verse, it will begin. Jesus speaking, this day is this word fulfilled in your ears.
Mpindye ujilo lwedi, ndi musu kukukantema yenu kuchituwa chadidi ya nzambi, chidichisanga nyebo munshapita muinayi wa Luka munsantu. Nshapita muinayi kumvensu wajika mini isambombo kubangila hu. Yesu ngudi wakula. Ditu kwedi, di yedi diulu mumachi enu.
Now, we want to draw from that a conclusion of how dynamic is the word of God. Now, we all can figure out the mechanics, but it takes the dynamics to make it work.
Mpindye utribaswa. Kwanga chila hacho chachi, joya dia mudi didi ya nzambi dikale ni bukola buendeshi. Pindi ya utuwe tubonzo tuturima wakulifuanyi kijila biyamu bila makaja. Kadibi di bikengele bukola buendeshi waku chendesha.
We can figure out what the mechanics of a machine, automobile, but then it takes the dynamics to make the wheels go to operating and moving.
Turimo kudifuanyi kijile chidi biyamu bila makasha biya mashini, akadiendela ndela. Kadidi badi, bidibi kengele bukola buendeshi bo kufikisha kata kudikuata mudimu ni kudienda.
Now, Jesus had returned to Nazareth, where he was brought up. On down in the scriptures here we find that they said, we heard you did such and such over Capernaum. Now, let us see you do it here in your own country.
Pindye u Yesu vumualu kile ku Nazareth, kuvayimu kolele. Haturi tulondeshe mifundu kabaka, turi tusangane ni bakambani. Turi bumbwa bambani, uri mwenze bikampanda ni bikansanga mu Kapenuma. Mpindye u tuanji tumone bimudi, ubienze mwenu mkulele mu.
Jesus said, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country. And of course that's where you're brought up at. And where people know you. And there he had a bad name to begin with by him being born without an earthly father.
Yesu kwamba ini, mu profeta katuni butumbi mwabu mumulele to. Nenku mubusho buwabualu, mwamu wamu kimudi mukolele ni mudi bantu bakumanyi. Kedi mwamu wamu kimu vaini ni lumu lubis tuambeku tuambeku. Pumu akaledibu wa hika ini tatu wa habulobebu.
They called him an illegitimate child, that Mary was actually pregnant before she married officially Joseph. But that isn't so. We know it isn't so.
Bavaba mumbikile ni mwane mulele mumasandi. Bwani Maria mubulelele wakimite difu kumpala kuwa kusedi ibuwa ibi abantu bonsu wamanye kuri Yosef. Kadi, kabiyana nankuto, tuetu tribamaini, kabiyana nankuto.
And on this scripture, what caused me to fall my eyes upon this was something that happened just recently in Phoenix, Arizona. It was the last day of the service that I was to speak at the International Convention of the Full Gospel Businessmen.
Ne kuhamu funduewu, chile chenze ni meswanyi akatu ishilha chochechi nchintu kampanda chivo chenze kanu wa bidari hansha mu Phoenix mu Arizona. Divondi tuku jandekelu, diadi sangisha, divondi cha kwakula kumpuilu wa bulobo bujima wa bena kantu kubianza ba evangelio muka bujima.
And in this convention, there was a visitor with us, which was a Catholic bishop, which is of the Chaldean rites of the Apostolic Catholic Church.
Nekumumwina mpuilewu, mvumweni kampanda uvumutwendel, uvumu episkopu wabena katolika, wabena miki ya chena kasada ya ekelezia wa katolika wa chipostolo.
The most reverend John S. Stanley, OSD, he is the Archbishop of Metropolitan United States in the Catholic Church. This happened to be his card and his address.
Mutamba kunemekibwa John S. Stanley, OSD, yeye utumu episkopu mutambi jile wa Etats-Unis wa bimenga binena mwekeleje wa Katolik. Kweze gabi ni echi kikarta kenda ni mwaba wende uji musombela.
And he was a visitor with the Christian businessman. And I had seen there the day before, and when I was speaking on Saturday night, I believe it was, or Saturday morning at the breakfast, and as I was speaking, he kept watching me.
Nenku ye yivu mwenye, mwendele bene kantu kubianza babene kilisto. Ni mema mvumumu mwenye momu wamu, ditu kudivu didi angila. Nenku hamvu mkechi mwakwakula, mwri sambo mbujilo luamu. Ngele meji mvabi, anyi mwri sambo mudinda, kuridi dia mudinda. Nenku kimema, hamvu ngakulahu, ye yivu nukechi wanjoji.
I thought, that man certainly is disagreeing with everything I say. And, you know, you could just see me keep his head up and down, but I didn't know what was just exactly working on him.
Meme kujambi jile ni nchabushu wa ni muntu wa uwa udube ngangani ni biyonsu bindi ngambibi. Nenku, nidiba manyes, nifobafuanyina kumumonas, ufuguwe nze kubandisha mutu ni kuhuhekesha bitungu nukawani nangu. Kalimeme chivuwa ni mumanya mene chivuwa chikwata mudi muhaye yeto.
So on Sunday afternoon when I got up to speak, I was going to take my text on birth pains, where Jesus said that as a woman in travail with a child, she's travailing in birth.
Hananku mudialu mingu mumahinga ja, hanga juku bwa kwakula, mvoni chakwanga techene bwa luchanyi, habi sama bia hakulela. Mudi Yesu mwambani, anu mudi mukaji, mudi dinyenga bwa kulela.
And so I was going to speak from there as birth pains, the subject saying that the world is in birth pains now. The old has to be done away with so the new can be born, just like a seed has to rot away in order to give new life.
Nenkume mvuni cha kwa kwile hohu ahu, buni bisama biya hakulela tena bwalo achi. Ngambani buloba budi mubi sama biya hakulele mpindyeo. Bikengele buwa buwakala bumushibwa, buwa buhiabu ya buledibwa, anumu didiminu ni chakubola, buwa buwa monoma kufila moyi muhiamu ya.
How the pains, birth pains struck the world in World War I. She had a terrific pain because he had poison gas and so forth that almost could destroy the world. And in World War II, she struck another harder pain. They had blockbusters and also an atomic bomb.
Nimushindu mwene uvo bisama biya hakulele bituta buloba suwe. Mumvite ya kumpala ya buloba bujima, buwa kaheta bisama biya njajama. Buwa aluba vwani mulungu wa gaz ni bikuwabu. Chifujifu aina kuamba kubutula buloba. Nimumvite mibidi ya buloba bujima, buloba baka tuchika kudibikuwabu bisama. Bitamba bukol, bavoni bomba ya bujit, ni bomba bwa mushinda kabidi.
She cannot stand another labor pain. With these missiles and things today, one more war will throw her out into space, for she will now be delivered, and there will be a new earth. The Bible said there will be.
Kabuena kuma kutuale bi kwabu bisama bia hakulele to. Ni misile e ni bi kwabu leluewu. Mvite mi kwabu neibu kuwa muchibwashbwash. Bolo nebule dibo mpindyeo. Nenku, neku ikala bule babu hiabu hia. Biblia muamba ni nebu ikala ku.
Under every prophet's message, Israel got a birth pain. Because that these prophets had come on the scene after the theologians and clergymen would have the church all in organization form.
Mukenji wa muprofete yons, izelele wakaheta bisama biyahakulela. Bwalo ba profetaba, bava balomuchalu, hanyima habene teoloji ni balombo di ba ekelezia, bamano kufikisha ekelezia, mujima mumu enekelu wabulongolo di.
And when that prophets come on the scene, but thus saith the Lord, they shook them churches, and she had a birth pain. Finally, she had birth pains flowing up until she delivered a son of the gospel, which was the word itself made flesh.
Nenkwava ba profetabu balomu chaluni, e mumu di mukalenga wamba. Bavaba nyungi shekelezi ayi. Ne wo heta bisama bia hakulela. Ndekelu abionsu, kweta bu bisama bia hakulele to, ni mwakalu ayi kulele mwana wabalomu wa evangelio, uvo di idio di dine di vwizi ba mubidi.
So the church really is in birth pains tonight again for the deliverance of the Son of God, to come again. All of our theologians, all of our systems, all of our denominations have rotted right out from under us.
Hananku nchabushu wani ekelezi udimu bisama bia hakulele acha kabidi. Bwadile di bwadja mwana au. Mwana wanzambi ujini chakulu acha kabidi. Bene teoloji betu bonsu, ndongolelu yetu yonsu, mangumbe yetu onsu, mbibola numuishu mwetu menemu.
So we are in birth pain. And a message from God always throws a church in heavier pain. But after a while she's going to be delivered of a bride that will bring forth Jesus Christ to his bride.
Hana anku tuetu tinimubi sama bia hakulela. Ni mukenji wa kudinzambi utumisangu yonsu anu kuhaye keleze mubi sama bia bitamba kukola. Kadi hanyi mahachukondu, yeye ni kala mwakulele muka jimusela. Achine chutuala Yesu Kristo kudi muka jenda musela.
And then, thinking this man had disagreed with me so much, when I raised up to speak this message, I turned in my Bible to find the page, and my wife had just given me a new Bible for Christmas. My old Bible is about 15 years old, and the thing was just about tore to pieces.
Nenkudi badi, mvwendi ambijele ni muntu ewu, uvumubenga moshi ni munu mui kubwa kuto kuchanyi. Hanga ju kubwa kuhishe di odi di ishe di, meme kubulule mu Biblia wanyi kubwa kuhete di beji. Karimuka janyi vumufuma kudimpesha Biblia muhia muhia bwa Noel. Wanyi Biblia wakala ukajini bidimu bito kudikumini bitanu. Nichulu mianachi chikavuanu, chihandi kangana chishala tu sunsukile.
The pages every time it open up and fly out of it. And but I know just where to find every scripture. So I studied close in that Bible, and I just picked up the new one because the other one looks so ragged to go to church with.
Mabejau musangwonsu vawa bululuka avwa hehukamu. Nenku karimu mamanya numenemene muwabo wakuhetele mufundu onsu. Nenku ntundonga nintema yonsu mubiblao. Nenkumimo kuambula numuhia muhiau. Bwalu muku wabuawu ukavu ni muenekeluwa musu nsuka bikole, bwaku yenende muekelezia.
And when I started to turn over in St. John, where the scripture was found, I started to read the 16th chapter, and the verse that I was looking for wasn't there. So I thought, strange, I turned back again, still it wasn't there.
Nenkundi mwenza numbanga kubulule muyone monsanto, mwabu vumufundua usanga nyibwa. Mime kubanga kubala nshapito wadiku mini sambombo. Kadi mvensu mvon keba au kayimuto. Kimime kudiambijele ni ebu sumbo walubu wadikema. Mime kubulule chakabidi. Kachi ya numuto.
And Brother Jack Moore from Shreveport, Louisiana, a bosom friend of mine, he was sitting there. I said, Brother Jack, isn't that found in St. John 16? He said, yes.
Nenkumwane to Jack Moore, wako Shreveport, Louisiana. Mulunda wanyu wa hamoi, uvumusomba mwabao. Neme kwa mbani, mwane tu Jack. Bwala bukabwene busanga njibo muyone monsanto, jikumini isambo mwanyi. yayene mudibo.
And this Catholic priest got up out of his seat from about 100 clergymen sitting on the platform, walked over close to me with all of his robes and gowns and crosses and so forth, and got right up close to me, and he said, "My son, be steady. God is fixing to move."
Kin sacerdos wa katolike u kukatamuke imunkwaso wenda, munkechu mwabalombo diba maikelezi ya batokuluka mabasomba hachibumba chakuchambilo au. Kuluwa itamakatamaka to ni habuhi nanyao. Ni mizabienda, ni nkanzu mile mile, ni nkurusa yi, ni bikwabu. Ni kusemene habuhi nanyao. Kikwambeini, mwananyi, tomaka sahanshi, zambi duwa mba kumatamuchalu.
I thought a Catholic bishop telling me that. He said, "Read it out of my book." And I read the scripture out of his book. And took my text and went on. Preached my sermon.
Eme kujambi jile ni muepiskopu wa katoliki ungambilachi. Yeye ni chibajile muwanyi mukandemu. Kimeme kubajile mufundu wao muwende mukand. Ni kuangata chene bolu chanyi ekutungunuka. Kuyishidi shiriani.
Afterwards, when I got through, he got up after I was gone and said, "This one thing has to happen. After that, the church has to get out of the mess it's in, or we have to get out of the mess the church is in." So one or the other.
Hashisha hanga jikiji yeye kujuka hanga vumemo mana kuya kwambe ini kuri chintu chimwele chidini cha kwenzeka hanyi mahaba mana kumvo chitumvwech bigengele keleze hatuka muchimvundu chidi usanga nyibwa anyi twetu mbajini cha kuhatuka muchimvundu chidi keleze usanga nyibwa hananku echi anyi echi.
And I was on my road home back down to Tucson that evening. The kids was crying for a sandwich and I stopped to get a sandwich, a little stand. And my wife said, "Bill, I never was so nervous in all my life. To see you stand up there fumbling through that Bible," said, "didn't it make you nervous?" I said, "No."
Nenkumvo munjile ngalukile kumbelu, ngalukile mutangile kutikson, julo lwadi. Bana bafo badila balomba diampa jele minyinyi, kimeme kuimanyika wakusumba diampa jele minyinyi kukame seka keseka, disumbishile bintu. Kimuka janyu kwambe ini, "Bill, kacha bandele nchituku mubinduluka mushindu wa wato. Hakukumwana wewa mwima na mwaba wawa, uto munsampu, uto mukaleji mubibla mujima wawa. Yeni, kachifwa kuchiku bindulula wewanyi." Mema ni buwala.
I said, "I know it was in there somewhere, they just didn't have the pages, a misprint." And she said, "To think that I got you that Bible, and looked like every eye in there was right up on me." And I said, "Well, you couldn't help that, there's a misprint in the Bible." I said, "They just never put the page in."
Mema ni, mema sumvo mwema ini chivo mwema wabakampa anda muntu amu. Tijanu ni kimbe la mudibe jadito, nchile machakuchamu. Kikwambe ini, hakuwele mejini mema ngujimu kwete la mwine biblao. Sibivonu buni disu jonsu muntu amu divodin tangila ni mema. Kimeme kwamba ni, kufuni chivo heba mwa kwenze to, achisi chivo nchile machakuchamu mu bible. Mema ni,
well, I got down and looked at it again, just perfect as it could be. But the 16th chapter ends the portion of it just about 3 inches from the bottom. Over at the 17th chapter on the other side does the same thing.
Meme kutuluka ni kutahamu chagabili disu. Bivabi huangana nuni mwabi ni kala. Kani shapito wadiku minisambombo ujujika chituha. Chituwa chende chikala nu muntanta wa santimetri bu mwanda mtegeta kumu kile kwinshi. Kulu kwa nshapit wa dikumini mwanda mtegeta dialusika luku wabu chenze chintu chimochimuachi.
And being a new Bible, those two pages had perfectly stuck together. And I was reading from the 17th chapter instead of the 16th. Well, I said, "That's all fine, it's for some cause."
Nenku, bumu vabini mbibla muhiamuhia, mabejabi diawu avamalama kana numene mena. Nenkumwa mbala munshapitu wadiku ni mwanda mtega telusega luku wabualu hamutuha wadiku mini sambombo. Mema ni bidyanu bimp. Chidimbo wakia chila kampanda.
And just as plain as you could hear any voice, a voice come to me and said he entered into Nazareth, the where he was brought up at, and went into the synagogue as it was his custom. And the priest gave him the scriptures to read. And he read Isaiah 61.
Nenkuwa numunu di mwa kumvo di kana jonsu bitoka toemu. Di kulwa di kundi di ambani, yeye wakabwele mu Nazareta, muvaye mukole lamu, ne kubwele yi monsu na ngonga, bumu wachile le chend. Ki mwa kuidi kumuhesha yi mifundi ya kubala, ne kukubala yi yesha yi makumia sambu mwani umwe.
And when he had read the scriptures, he sat down, handed the priest back the Bible, the book, and sat down, and all the eyes of the congregation was up on him, and precious words proceeded from his mouth, and he said, "This day, this scripture is fulfilled."
Ni hakamane ikubale mifundu ayi wakasomba kwalujula imwa kwiri au Bible mukandao ni kusomba ni mesu onsu wa disangi shedijima abamamutangil ni meya mushinga mukole akahatuka mukana mwende kikwambe ine ditu kwedi mufundwe wulu.
This day, this scripture is fulfilled. How accurate is the scripture? If you'll notice this, in Isaiah 61, 1 to 2, is where our Lord was reading from. Isaiah 61, 1 to 2, but in the middle of the second verse of Isaiah 61, he stopped.
Ditu kwedi mufundu e wulu. Mushindu mwene wudi mifundu ni ndudi suwe. Nwene mwene chochechi muyeshai, makumia sambo mwene umwa, umwa toni kuibidi, ki mwabufu mkelenga wetu ubadila. Yeshai makumia sambo mwene umwa, umwa toni kuibidi. Kari mwankachi mwanvensi muibidi wa yeshai makumia sambo mwene umwamu, yeye kuimana.
Or said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, to preach the acceptable year. Then he stopped. Why? The other part, to bring judgment, didn't apply to his first coming, but his second coming. See, it didn't apply there. How the scriptures never make a mistake. They're always perfect.
Mwaba udi bubambani, nyumu wa mukalengu udi hambi dihanyi, wakuyeshe chidimu changasa, hashisha kukwima na hii. Bwachini, chukua buchitu hachi, bwakutuwale jilu umbuluisha, kachipo chitangile jilwe dienda jakumpa leto. Kati jilwe dienda dibidi. Nomonus, kachipo chitangile akuto. Mushindu mwene wudi mifundu kai yiku itu hakana suwe. Yo idi misangu yonswa ni mihuangane.
Jesus stopped just where the scripture stopped, because that was exactly what was to be vindicated in his day. Now, in that first coming, the second coming, he will bring judgment upon the earth, but not then. He was to preach the acceptable year.
Yesu wakimana numwabo vumufundu mwimana. Bolkichivu ni chakushindi kibo anumenemene muditu kujenda yeye. Pindi yeo, mujilo jakumpaladi. Kujulo dibidi, yeye atuali jilumbuluisha habuloba. Kadikachivu musangu auto. Jubi kengale yeye kuyisha chidimu changasa.
Notice the Messiah standing in the platform to identify himself with the word of promise for that age. How strange. The Messiah standing up before the church. And look at these precious words when he says here, to preach the acceptable year.
Monai, masi ya mwima na mchambilu bokudi fuanikije ni diyi dia mulai dia chikondu achi. Mushindu mwene wudibibi kemeshas. Masi ya mwima na kumpalo kwa ekelezi ya. Karita angila imeya mushinga mkolao. Hadi uwa ambakabaka ni wakuyeshe chidi mchangasa.
The acceptable year, as we all know as Bible readers, was the year of Jubilee. That when all slaves and prisoners, as they were been taken prison and had to give a son to pay a debt or a daughter to pay a debt.
Chidimu changasa mutu ribonsu bamanye tuetu bubabadi ba Bible chivuwen chidimu changa bivani havabahikanyi bene buloku bonsu mufabuamu baba kuata mu buloku ibihobi kengele kufila bumwana wabalum bwakufute di banz anyi mwana wabakaj bwakufute di banz.
And they were in bondage. No matter how long they'd been in bondage or how long they're supposed to stay there, when the year come of the Jubilee, when the trumpet sounded, every man could go free if he wanted to go free. You were free, you were no more slave.
Ni bobo bavo mubuhika. Ntanta ukavo mubuhika, na shumwikele bulakai. A intanta vo bibikengele boku shale pmomuamu, na shumwikele bulakai. Havo chidi mwati chilua, cha changa achi. Havo mpungi udila, muntu yon sovo mwa kuia, mudishi kamina, yeye muso kuia mudishi kamina. We udi mudishi kamina. Kuchawaka bidi muhika nasha.
But if you desired to remain a slave, then you had to be taken down to the temple, stood by the temple post, and they took an awl and bored a hole in your ear. And then you had to serve that slave master the rest of your days.
Kadihova ujinga kushala muhika, di ba di bhobi kengele kuyabuneba kun tempelu, wimene kulusega lua di kunji di an tempelu. Nibhobanga temu londa, nibakutubule di sosu kudichi. Nankudi badi uvone cha kukwatila mfumo yebo wabuhika umudimu matukwebo onso amoyi.
What a perfect example it is of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When it's preached the acceptable time and the time of jubilee, anybody, no matter who you are, what color you are, what denomination you belong to, how far you stooped in sin or what's wrong with you, you can go free when you hear the gospel trumpet sound out. You are free.
Chilejulu chihuanga na kai cha evangeli wa Yesu Kristo. Hadi uyishibwa chikondu cha ngasa ni chikondu cha changa. Muntu kana yons. Nashema mani wewe udingai. Nashema wikele wadiko bakai. Nashema wikele wamudi ngumbakai. Nashema mushala wachi hanshi mumpe katubishi. Ayi chidikechi chende bimpe kuji nashema chikale chinyi. Uri mwa kuye muri shikamina hauri wumvo mpungi ya wa evangeli udila. Uri muri shikamina.
But if you turn your back upon the message and refuse to hear it, notice you were bored in the ear with an awe. That means to say that you have crossed the line between grace and judgment and you will never hear the gospel again.
Kadiwe umwele mukenja unyima, ubenga bwa kuteleja, ufunda ulama. Bafaba kutubula dichi ni mulonda. Achi mwena kwamba ni wama ni kusambuka mukalu wa hanka chihangasa ni jilumbuluisha. Ni kwaja kuteleja kukabidi evangelio to.
You'll never get any further. You must be a slave to the system you're in the rest of your days. If you refuse to hear the acceptable year.
Kwa jaku ya kabidikula kuhita huto. Ujini chaku shala muhika wandongo lwele uju usanga nyibo mwawu. Mafukwebo onso amoyi. We mubenga kuteleja chidimu cha changachi.
Now, the other part of it, as I said, didn't need to be answered because this coming Messiah time now is when he will bring judgment.
Pindyeu. Chiku wabu chitu hachachuo chachi, anumu ngambi amu, kafiyo bikengele kuchanda muna to. Bwalu masi ya ulo alwewu, kumpale kumpindyewu, mpatu wale hijilumbuluisha.
Now, how could those people ever fail to see who he was? How did they ever miss it? How could it be when it was so plainly made known and showed? How could they have ever missed seeing?
Mpinde u, mwenye mufoku bantu wabu mwakuhanga kumwana ni yeye ufanganyi. China achi chivoku mwakuba hitabishi. Chivoku mwakuenze kamunyi, hawa chichimanyi shibwa ni chileji wabitoka to mshindu au. Mwenye mufoku mwakuikela kubahanga kumwana.
What a word! Think of it! This day is this scripture fulfilled before your eyes. Who said it? God himself. Who is the interpreter of his own word. This day is this scripture fulfilled.
Biabolu yeye, di kaisue, angela imeji kubolu abuni, ditu kwedi, mufundweu, wulu mumesu mwenu. Wakachamba unganyi, Nzambi yeye mwina. Yeye wudi muju mvuizi wadidi endawu. Ditu kwedi mufundwe uhulu.
The Messiah himself standing in the presence of the congregation and reading a word out of the Bible pertaining to himself and then saying, today this scripture is fulfilled, and they still fail to see it.
Masia yeye mwina. Mwema na kumpala kwa disangi seni ubale di kampanda mu Bible. Dadi mutangile yeye mwine. Ni haisisi wambani, lelwe umufundwe wulu. Kanibubo ni bahanga kuchimona.
What a tragedy if that would be. But it's happened. It's happened many times. How could it happen? Of course, like it did in other times, by believing man's interpretation of the word. That's what caused it.
Bwalu bwajibunga makai budi chichifuwa ina kwikala. Kari haji si nchenzeka. Nchenzeka misangu ya bunyi. Nchifuwa ina kwenzeka bish. Mubushu wa bwabwalu. Mwakenzeka bimubikondu bi kwa bwamu. Mukuitabuja kwa jumvuja jabantu jadii. Kichaka chikeba nchochachi.
Those believers in them days, so-called believers, was taking the interpretation of what the priest had said about the scripture. Therefore, Jesus, not belonging to any of their ranks or their societies, he was excommunicated from their company.
Bena kuita buja mumatu kwawu, bena kuita buja bakudinabu, bafaba angata jumvuja diachivo mwakwidi mwamba habidibitangele mifundu. Kibu achini Yesu, kayuwana show mwoku milongu ya abuanyi kutusu mutu abuto, wakihachibo mchisombiri chabu.
And therefore they could not identify him with them because he was different from them. The person of Jesus Christ was so unique that no one should have missed seeing it. That was the Son of God because he was a perfect identification of the scripture that was wrote of him.
Nenkukibu achinyi, kapufoku mwakumufuwa nikishi ni buobuto. Bwali yeyevo mushila na nabu. Mu persona wa Yesu Kristo, uva wawa habwende, mu mushinduani, muntu na sha umwe kabifu kubikengele kuhange yikumwane ni uva mwana wanzambi to. Bwali yeye uva jimanyi shibwa juhangane, ja mufundu, mufunda bwa bwalu buwende hao.
It's the way any Christian is known. When his life identifies the very thing that a Christian's supposed to do. How he could stand there and say, this day, this scripture is fulfilled right before your eyes.
Mushindo wa kiwidi mwene Kristo kana yonso umanyibwa. Hadi nsombeli wenda umanyesha bintu mene bidi mwene Kristo ni chakwenza. Mushindo mwene uvoimu wa kuima na mwabau ni kwamba ni ditu kwedi mufundwe uhulu meswe ni madi mwena.
How outstanding, how so plainly, and yet those people misunderstood. Why? It's because they took the interpretation of some order of priest that they were listening to. And history always repeats itself, and scripture has a compound meaning to it, and a compound revelation.
Mwena mufobibi kemesha, mufobibi toka to, kajinashe na nkubantu abu bakumvonu bibi, buachini. Mbwalu bobu bakanga tajumvuja jakasumbu kampanda kaba kwidi bafubu bateleja. Ni malu malonda hawu atu enzuluka. Ni mufundu utini jumvuja habidi diawu. Ne jibulu la habidi.
For instance, like it says in the Bible, that out of Egypt, I've called my son, referring to Jesus. Run the margin on that, you find out it also referred to Jacob. Same scripture. Jesus was his greater son. Jacob was his son, and he called out of Egypt.
Chile jilubumu di bubamba mu Bible ni ndimubikila mwana anyibo kuhatuka yimu Egypto. Chikala chamba bwa Yesu. Tangila ikumwelelu wadibe jaku, nenu sangane chilichika bidi chamba bwa Yakobo. Mufundo mwa mwao. Yesu vwa mwana enda mutamba bunena. Yakobo vwa mwana enda wakabikila yibu kuhatuka mu Egypto.
Which the Scofield reference and all other references give to it, because that's the scripture it was referring to. So it had a double answer. It had an answer to Jacob called out and to Jesus called out.
Mudikantu kadilejile ka Scofield, nitu adilejile tukwa abutonstu chumvuja. boluku mufundwa wu nkuvo chichile dila. Hana nku chivoni ni danda muna habidi. Chivoni danda muna bwa Yakobo wakabikidi bubwa kuhatuka, ni bwa Yesu wakabikidi bubwa kuhatuka.
And so is it today. It's because that we're in such a turmoil as we are, and people fail to see the truth of God is because there's too many man-made interpretations of God's word. God don't need nobody to interpret his word. He is his own interpreter.
Kimu jibikabidilelu, mbwalu tudimuchimvundu chadike mamutu diemu. Nibantu badiba hanga kumwana bulele la buanzambi, mbwalu kudimuvu ijame hitahitabunya adidi anzambi maku watakase kudibantu. Nzambi katudizinga ni muntu kampanda bwa kumvu ijidi endato. Yaya mudu umvu ijidi wa yaya muina.
God said in the beginning, let there be light, and there was light. That doesn't need an interpretation. He said, a virgin shall conceive, and she did. That doesn't need any interpretation.
Zambi wakamba kuchibangi jiluni, bukenka buikalaku, ni bukenka buakikalaku. Aitikacha ni chikengele jumvu ijeto. Wakamba ni, nsonga kajiviru gona imite jifu. Nyeye wakimita. Aitikacha ni chikengele jumvu ijeto.
When God's interpretation of his word is when he vindicates and proves it to be so. That's his interpretation by making it come to pass. That's where God's interpretation is. It's when he makes his word come to pass. He's interpreted it to you.
Hava, jumvu izi dan zambi di adi idienda, mpadi iwi di shindika ni ujadika ni kimu di dinamku. Ki jumvu izi denda njo di adi, mukwenze ni chenzeka. Ki mwaba udi jumvu izi dan zambi ngon wawu, mpadi iwenze bu adi idienda jula. Yeye ngudi unu umvu izi adi.
Like if there never been light, he said, let there be light, and there was. That don't need anybody to interpret. But we get man-made systems mixed into it. And when you do, you get it out of line. It's always been that way.
Chile zilubune kakufo kubukenka to. Nye kwambani, bukenka buikelaku. Habu kuikelaku. Atikachene chikengele buamuntu kumvuija ito. Kaditu etu, turitu samba kaja mundongo luelu miku atakaja kudibantu. Nihanu jinuenzachi, nudi umusha munjila. Kimu tupimisangu yon sonu na mkwao.
But I still think of how striking it must have been. Think of it. The Messiah. Why did they fail to see him? Because their very leaders that ought to have known him, that ought to have been versed in the scripture, that ought to have been understanding of the scriptures, they belittle this man. And said he's the illegitimate child of, to begin with. We wouldn't believe that.
Kadi, nchidianu ngele meji mudichini chaku kwa kantema. Angela imeji. Masi yao. Baka haka kumu mwona buachinyi. Mbwa lubalombo di babu mene. Bavu ni chakui kalaba mumanyi. Bavu ni chakui kalaba tukine mumifundu. Bavu ni chakui kalabu mumifundu wabu. Bwabu kibaka keka muntu wabu bamba ni. Mwana mulele mumasandi. Tuambeku, tuambeku. Katu nabaso kuitabu jachito.
Years later, we don't believe that. We would die for the purpose to say that he was a virgin-born son.
Bidi mubimana kuhita, tuetu katuena tuitabuja na mkuto. Tunibafuwa ina kuitababu wakufwa, anubu wakwamba ni yeye uvu mwana mulele kudivirgo.
And it'll come to pass someday that the very things that we see Jehovah doing today, men in the ages to come, if there is, will die for the thing that we're talking about today. You'll have to do it when the mark of the beast comes on. And they're not allowed to preach the gospel this way.
Nene bianze kadinga ditukuni, bintu bini biturituma na Yehoa weze leluwe webi. Bantu mibi kondo bichilualua, biobiku, ni bafuwa buachintu chitu nitwe tutuamba leluwe wechi. Nebi kengela buwewe kuchenza, hikala chima yinu chanya maolonji chilua.
When the great union of churches comes together, which is in order right now for the world church, you'll have to seal your testimony with your own life to this.
Halo di sanga dine ne jamai kelezia, dine di kadi di bangam pindia umena bukwa kelezia edi. We wasne wikale ne chakuto chitampi kubujadiki bweba, hakufila moyu weba, sunga sunga bwa chochechi.
You must believe it now. If those priests could rise up and condemn him, would not condemn him. But you say, if I'd have been there, I would have done so and so. Well, that wasn't your age, but this is your age. This is the time.
Wujini chakuchita buja mpindye u. Buba kuidi abu mwakujuka. Bina baka muhisha abu. Kimba fwa hine kumuhisha to. Kadi mudi wamba. Budi mema mvohu. Nungkundi mweze chikampand. Achika chivo chikondu chebo wewe to. Kadi chebo chikondu sincho chechi. Diba sincho dedi.
You say, well, if he was here, the Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same. So he is here. But he's here as the world has civilized and become greater and educated more. He's here in a spirit form, which they cannot kill or put to death.
Where would you want money? Yeah, you will call a shaka bakas. Bible mwambani. Yeah, you do mwa makelele lutoni kashidi. Umo mwa wu. Hananku yesu di kabaka. Kadi, yeye di kabaka. Hadi bulaba bulo bushidi muka. Bulo butamba bunene. Bulo butamba kulonga tulasaha. Yeye di kabaka mumu enekelu wanyuma. Udi bukabayi mwa kushibaya anyi kufikisha kulufu to.
He died once. He cannot die again. He had to be made flesh in order for God to be put to death in the flesh for sin. But this time he can never die. It's the Holy Spirit.
Yeye wakafa musangu umwa. Kene mwa kufa kabidi to. Biaka kengele bwa kufuiji bwa imubidi. Bwa nzambi kushebe yi bwa imumubidi. Bwa mpekatu. Kadi yeye musangu, yeye kimufuwa ina kukufa to. Nyuma mwimpe.
Now, how to think that they had them things against him. Another thing, that he would not join any of their ranks. Amen. Then you see, that still made him a bad person.
Mpindi yewu, mbya kwele mejimunyi, mwakaheta bumalu onso wa kumulwishas. Chukwa buchintunchani, yeye kakaso kukuya kashala wa mumilongu ya buwaito. Dibadi, nujunu monas, ajisi nchivwanu chitungunuka ni kumuvuije muntu mubi.
He wouldn't join their organizations, wouldn't join their priesthood, and he wouldn't have nothing to do with it. And then besides all that, he tried to tear down what they had built up.
Kavoku musuku yaka shala umalongolo di abuwa unansha. Kavoku musuku yaka shala umubuwa kuidi buwa buwabu. Ni kavoku musuwa kuikala nabi buwa luto. Ni hashisha, hakumusha bion swabi. Yeye uvo uteta kushimbula bifobu buwabu bibakadi.
He went into the temple. We call him a meek man, he was. But many times we misunderstand what meekness is. He was a man of compassion, but yet we fail sometimes to understand what compassion is. Not human sympathy isn't compassion, but compassion is doing the will of God.
Wakabwele mun tempelu. Twe tututu mubikile ni muntu muhola malu. Kichi voyi. Kalimisangu ya bunyi tututu mvo bibichi di hola malu. Yeye wo muntu wajaba nyanga na diama kenga. Kajina shana anku. Tutoni misangu miku wabu tuhanga kumvo chidi jaba nyangana jama kengi. Kinju mfu ilangana jalusa jetu jabu mtu edito. Achikin jaba nyangana jama kengi to. Kadi jaba nyangana jama kengi mkwenza kwa diswa janzambi.
He passed through the pool of Bethesda, the gate. There lay people, multitudes of them. Multitudes is no certain number. But there lay multitudes, lame, blind, halt, withered. And he had compassion on the people always.
Yeye waka hichila kuchila chama icha cha Bethesda kuchibiyako. Kufa bantu balala hanshi mwabawu misumba di misumba. Misumba kimbu ni kampanda bubalato. Kadikwa misumba milala hanshi mwabawu bale mampofu bile menda bene bidimbe biumi nyine. Henda nyawu voni diaba nyangana diama kenga ni bantu. Misangu yonsu.
And he went to one person. That was not lame, blind, halt, or withered. Maybe he had a prostrate trouble. Maybe he had some little infirmity that was retarded. He had it 38 years. It wasn't going to bother him. It wasn't going to kill him. He was laying on a pallet. And he said, will thou be made whole?
Kadikuyeyi kudimuntu mwehele uva kaimu lema mpofu chilemenda. Anyi mwene chidimba chumi yineto. Hamuaha voni disama jampachi wamenyi. Hamuaha ovoni bule makampanda bukese bukavu bulala kubikole. Ukavu na chibidi mwoku miasa tunimwanda mukulu. kachi fuma kumu tekisheto, kachi fuma kumu shibeyeto, uvumula adila hama atela abisosa. Kie kwamba ni urumuse kondo hibuanyi.
And a man said, I have nobody to put me in the water, but while I'm coming, or someone steps down ahead of me. See, he could walk, he could see, he could get around, but he was just feeble.
Kimuntu wakwamba ni nchene ni muntu wakungele muma ito. Karihanchi ni ngendandu wahu, muntu kampanda ujiwele chide umpita. Nwamonus. Yee uvoku mwakwende la kulu. Uvoku mwakumona. Uvoku mwakwenda kana. Karichivo hii uvuanu mutekete chana ana.
And Jesus said to him, rise up, take up your bed and go to your house. And Jesus' question on that. For you remember the scripture said this. No wonder if he'd come to Jeffersonville tonight and make an act like that, they'd still talk about him.
Ki yesu kumwambile ni juka ambula kala lukeba alu kila kweba. Ni bakele yesu mkongu habu alu habu. Bwalu njibu vulukani mufundu mwamba chochechi. Kabia nibi kemesha kuto. Buye ye mwakule muje Jeffersonville ye mjulo lwe di ni kwenze chenze ni chabwe na achi. Simbafu wanyane ni kutungunu keni kwa kule bwabu alu bwene.
But remember, he came to do one thing, was the will of God. Now that's down in St. John 5, 19. You'll get the answer. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself, but what he sees the Father doing, that doeth the Son.
Kadivulu kaini, yeye wakalombu wakwenza chintu chumwehela, chivwandiswa janzambi. Pindyeu, achi chidi chisanga nyebo muyona monsantu itanu kudiko minichitemu. Nenu weta jandamun. Ye wakamba ni bulelele bulelela. Ndini wambile ni mwana kene mwakujenzele chintu nanshe chimoto. Anu chidi yu mwana tatu wenzachi kichidi mwana wenza.
Now they ought to have known that that was the very vindication of the prophecy of Moses. For the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like an unto me.
Mpindye u sibiwa bikengele buwakwikele bubamanya ni kichivwa di shindika dina di achi profeta cha Mose ni Bwalu mkalenga nzambi wenu ni ajula mu profeta mufanangana ni mema.
You notice when he seen the man, he said Jesus knew that he had been in this condition for many years. See, being a prophet, he saw that man in that condition and went down there and waved his way around to those people, mincing to the crowd, until he found that certain man.
Nufakuba mwane ni hakamwane yimu ntuawu, wakamba Yesu uvumumanyi ni ye yao uvumungike jiluwa ubini mbiabuni. Nwamonus. Bumuva yimu profeta, wakamona muntu wawo mungike jilu wawo. Ni wakaya kuntu wawo wende uhenga njile munkechi mwabantu wabu, wende utobela, uhichile mumusumba wabantu wawo, to ni mwakaya yikasanga na muntu kampanda wawo.
Pass by the lame, halt, blind, and withered, yet a man full of compassion. But compassion is doing the will of God.
Kuhita ikuluseka lwa balema, bile menda, mpofu, ni bene bidimbe biyo minyena, henda muntu mule tente ni jabanyangana jama kenga ni bantus. Kari jabanyangana jama kenga, ndienza jajiswa janzambi.
Now we find him, as he would not join up with them. He would not have nothing to do in their ranks. Then he was an outcast.
Mpindye uturitu musangana, bumuvayika yimusu kukashale wakubobuto, Kwa mwuso kuikele ni chadienza na ashe chumwa mumilongu ya buwamu to. Di badi yeye uvumui hata.
He would not have any besides that he went into the temple one day. A man went in there and found the house of God. Just that contaminated as is today.
Yeye kwa mwuso kuikele ni hakumusha nwachi. Yeye wakabwele mu temple ujinga dituku. Muntu ubwele mu ni usangana nzubu wa nzambi wamba kutahile tuisha ni mudile luwewemu.
They were buying, selling, changing money, and he turned over the money tables, took ropes and plaid them, and beat the money changers out of the temple and looked up on them with anger.
Bava basumba, basumbisha, bashintakaja franga, kikutongole imesa, dishintakaja lan franga au. Kwanga tamionji, ni kuyu kechihia, ni kututa bashintakaja ban franga abu, ni kubahatula mu temple wam, ni kubatangile inichiji.
And said, it's written. Hallelujah. My father's house is a house of prayer, and you made it a den of thieves. And you with your traditions has made the commandments of God of none effect.
Wambani bakafunda ne. Hallelujah. Zubwa tatuanyi, zubwa di sambila. Kajinwe nunitibamuvuize chisombe di chabivi. ni nwenu ni bilele bienu abi ndi bovuje mei matuma nzambi ka chini bwenze jina shebukes.
Oh, could a bunch like that ever believe in him? No, sir. They had been so hog-watered in the muck of societies and filth of the day until they were so ecclesiastical, froze up until they couldn't feel the vibrations of the power of Almighty God.
Ka musumba wa bantu ba mushindwa u mbafanyile kukumuita bujany to mukalenga bakavu badi bwanda kaje mu bitochi bya nguluba bya tusumu to abantu basungulu kani makoya ditu kwadi mu mushindwani bakavu bakwata dibwa dia mashika abutendeledi nikaba chivwa kumwa kumvwa mazaka jibwa abukola bwanzambi wa abukola bonsuto.
No wonder a woman could touch his garment and get healed by it, and a drunken soldier could spit in his face and feel no virtue. Depends on how you approach it. Depends on what you're looking for. When you go to church, it depends on what you're looking for.
Kabi ne bikemeshe tomo vomokeje muteke tau mwa ukulenga chivwa luchenda ni kondu hibo ku church. Kari di salai di kwa chikamala di mutu ilama kwa di mwisu kari imu wakumvu bukola na shabuke se to. Mbilonde shile kumushindu udi useme nakus. Mbilonde shile kuchudu we ukeba. Hawudi mweke lezi ya. Mbilonde shile kuchudu we ukeba.
Now, we see him standing there. No doubt but what the people had already warned, the priest had warned the people. Now, he's coming over here next Sabbath. And when he does, don't you listen to him.
Mpindye uturitimu mwana mwema na mwabawu. Kagu yimpata tuni bantu bakavu mana kumudi muija, badi muija, mwakwiri ukavu mudi muija bantu ni. Mpindye uya ini alo mwabe umu sabatu uji ulondeu. Nenku hale uyi, kanu mutelizi kuto.
Now you might go and sit here, but don't pay no attention to what he says, because he don't belong to our group. He's an outcast. He has no fellowship card. He don't even have an organization paper with him. He doesn't have nothing like that.
Mpindyewu, nidibofoyina kule kusomba kabaka, karikanu teyiku nteme kubidi iwamba to, bwalu ya iki ngomu kasumbu ketu to, ye muntu muihata, kena kuya ini karta kabu wetu to, kena na shamane ni bulongo lodi, dibezi dia bulongo lodi to hadi yahu. Kena kuye ini kantu na shaka mwaka mushindu auto.
What is he? Some renegade boy that was born down here illegitimate birth by a carpenter's home that a mother conceived him before they were married and they're trying to hide the thing up with some supernatural thing.
Ye yanganyis. Nsongulu makampando wa muhide di itabuja vomulele munemuemu, mulele mumasandi mudiku dia mukonyi kampando wa mabaya. Mamu kampanda mumimi takumpala kwa kusilanga nabu. Kadiba teta kusoko kabu aluabu kuchintu kampanda cha chitamba mfukilu.
We know that when the Messiah cometh, he'll come down the corners of heaven and go to our high priest and say, here I am, Caiaphas. But we find out that he didn't do it that way because it wasn't written in the word that way. It was a man-made tradition that caused him to believe that.
Tue tutribama yini halomasia. Ye na tulukile kutujile tu amudiulu. Nina ye kudimu wakuidi wetu munena ni niyamba ni kaife kimemeo. Karitu ditu sanga ni yeye kaka cheze mushindu wa uto. Bwalu kabivu bifunda mushindu wa umudi inansha. Chile lechiku atakase kudibantu, nchivo chiba fikisha kuditabuja na nkwawu.
The word said that he would come just the way he come. There he stood reading the word and saying to them, this day this scripture is fulfilled in your eyes. And still they fail to see him or recognize him. Like he did in all other ages.
Did what jamba ni yeyo vo ulua anumushindu wakalewe yao. Nekuki yeyo vo muima na u, ubale di yini ubambile ni, ditu kwe di mufundwe uulu nwene badi mwena. Kadiba chile nipa hanga kumumona anyi kumujingulula. Anumu wakenza bumubiku wabubikondu bionso.
Noah could have said the same thing the day that he entered into the ark and the door closed. Moses could have raised that wind in the top of the ark, looked out upon the congregation. Remember, God closed the door. And he could have said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your eyes. But it was too late for the man.
Noah, vumfaina kwikele mwamba chintu chimochimwachi, ditu kujakabwele imubuatu nechibi kukangibwa chadi. Moses vumfaina kwikele mubandishidi didishadi kulusongulu abuatu mutangele disangisha. Vuluka ini. Nzami mwaka kanga chibiachi. Nyevu mfaina kuikala mwamba ni ditu kwedi mufundwe wulu nwene badi mwena. kadi di badi kafu di mana kuhi tabi kola bwabu bwabu di badi.
He had preached 120 years. They're trying to get him into that boat that he had built. Telling him that the scripture said, thus saith the Lord, it's going to rain. But they waited too long. But Noah could have easily said that. This day, the scripture is fulfilled.
Yeu kavu muyeshe munda mwabidi muluka mani makumi abidi. Bwakuteta kubafikisha kudubuele mubwatu buvoyi muibakabu. Ubambile ni mufundwa u uvo mwamba ni emu mudi mukalenga wamba ne kuloka mvula. Kadiba akinjila ntanta muhita hitabula. Kajina uvo mufu aina kuikala mwamba achi anubihehele ni lelwe u ditu kwedi mufundwa uulu.
Moses, the same day that the pillar of fire come down on Mount Sinai and give witness to his testimony, Moses could have said, this day this scripture is fulfilled.
Mosa, dituko di modimoa, diakaweke di kunji diakahia hamukuna wa Sinai, nekufila di bujadi kikubujadi kibuendadi, Mosa vumufaina kukela muambani, dituko di mufundwe wulu.
Moses, you know, was a called man of God, a prophet. And while he was being called, being a prophet, he had to have a supernatural experience.
Mosa, nudiba manyas, uva muntu mubikile kudinzambi, muprofeta. Ni hawa ye ubikidi buahu, bumuva ye muprofeta, yubike ngelebu wa kwenze idilabula kampanda ya ditamba mfukilu.
In order to be a prophet, he had to meet God face to face and talk with him. And another thing, what he said had to come to pass or no one would have believed him.
Bwa kukala imu profeta, bihobi kengela kutu ilangana ini nzambi mpala ni mpala, ni kwa kule inend. Nechuku wabuchintu, bihobi kengela bwa chifo yu wamba kwenze kachi. Bwa chana na muntu na ashe umwe, kavoku mwakui kela mumu itabuja to.
So no man has a right to call himself thus until he's talked face to face with God on a backside of a desert somewhere where he met God himself. All the atheists in the world could not explain it away from him. He was there. He knew it happened.
Hana nku muntu na ashe umwa kene ni bukenji bwa kudibikile na nku. Hariyeka yi mwa kule ni nzambi mpala ni mpala. Mumuwa baka mpanda wa munda kele mwa chihele to. Mwa katu ilangana ini nzambi amu yeye mwina. Ni bantu bonso badi bebe nga dikala kudia nzambi habuloba. Kimba fwaina kumunye nga chikuju mvuja na asha. Yeye vokuntu aku mama ini nchenzeka.
Every Christian should have that experience before they say anything about being a Christian. Your own experience.
Bivobi kengele bwa mwene kilisto yonsu kwekele imwenze diyo di dilabuladi kumpala kwa kwambe ninchi nchonsu cha mudi imwene kilisto. Dilabuladi eba wewe mwine.
I talked to my nephew a while ago, a little Catholic boy. It's an Uncle Bill I've run from pillar to post. Going everywhere trying to find something.
Mvonyi kilangana ni mwane wabili mwa mwane tu katanchaka. Nsongle mwachi tende mwene katolika, vwamba ni tatu bile, meme sinjimulala kana mutu eku ni eku, nyame yaba yonsu, ntete bwa kuheta kuchintu kampand.
Night after night before this meeting started, he's been crying and at night time, he's been dreaming dreams of coming in, running up to the altar, we're preaching and making a confession that he's been wrong.
Dilolo ni dilolo yonsu kumpala kwa di sangi shedi kubanga di, evu di la mwadi, kadibu fuku, vonu lota bilota bya mwikala ubwela unyemena kuchoshelu kuvodiyesha dienzeke laku utonda muvayi muhila.
I said, Melvin, no matter where you try to go, how many churches you join, how many Hail Marys you say, or how many blessings you get from man, you've got to be born again of the Spirit of God. It's the only thing that'll satisfy the human heart.
Mema kwamba ni Melvin kuru uteta kuyena shukwikala henyi. Na shwe muka shala wa mwekelezi ya bunyi kai. Masambila moyo maria na shibunyi kai. Audi wenzi. Anyi mabene shibunyi kai. Audi uheta kudibantu. Bidibi kengela buwa ule dibo chaka bidi kudinyuma wa Zambi. Ki chintu chumuhele chasan. Kisha kumoyo wa muntu nchochachi.
I know they got a substitute today of being born again to shake hands with the preacher and put your name on the book. But friends, that is a dogma. It's not a Bible truth.
Mbwene kwamba ni ndimwani bo badini muhinga nyi lelweo. Wa mudibu baledi bo chakabidi. Anukulabula muyishi kuchanza ni kufunda jina deba mumukando wa mena. Kajinwene bulunda banyi. Achis indeed is sweekas. Kimbulele bo mu Bible to.
If it would, the Acts of the Apostles in the second chapter have to read like this. When the day of Pentecost is fully come, the pastor walked out and shook hands with the people.
Bubyo binanku, nunku bienza di biaba apostole mun shapita muibidi, biobi kengele kubadi ibo inunku eo. Haka kumana ditu kudiampenta, mpasta wakahatuka, ni wakalabula bantu kuchanza.
But say when the day of Pentecost had fully come at the inauguration of the church, there came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. That's how the Holy Spirit come the first time. That's how it's come every time since that time. He's God and changes not.
Kadimbambani, haka kumbani tuku diampenta, kudi banjuje da ekelezia. Kwa kalo chole chifom mudiulu, chenze buchehele chikole chachivuma, ni chakuja zubu mujima, uvoba suambelao. Mushindo au kiwa kalo nyoma muimpo, musango kumpala. Mushindo au ngutuyi mulo alwale misango yonsu kubangila nudi ibadi. Yeye udin zambi ni katu shintu lukato.
Now, it stumbles people. They say that was for another day. Well, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Every time the church ever received the Holy Ghost, it's always come like it did the first time. Under the same prescription, Acts 2:38. Never has changed, never will change.
Mpindi yewu, chilichile ndu shabantus, boba di bambani, achichivobu aditu kudiku wabu. Yeye sudi umuwa umuwa umakelele lelu toni kashidi. Musangu wonsu ukadi kwe keleze muhete nyomo muimpa. Utumule misangu yonsu anumu wakalo ye musangu wakumpalamu. Bilonde seleka beji kamwaka buangaku bienze di ibidi. Makumi asetini mwanda mukulu. Kakati ukaji kushintuluka ni kakati kushintuluka kuto.
Like a doctor's prescription for a disease. You write out a prescription for a disease, the doctor doesn't take it to some quack druggist. And he puts too much of the antidote in it, it's so weak it won't do you any good. He puts too much of the poison in, it'll kill you. It's got to be wrote just according to the doctor.
Bienze mudi kebeji kabuanga kangangabuka buwadisama kampand. Yeni afunda kebeji kabuanga buwadisama ngangabuka au. Kadinda kunaku kudi mwenju wa manga londo huwa mafi. Ye uduwele mu nchihaja mulungu muhite hitabuni. Buanga budibushala kabuyi bukwale to. Mumushindua kabuyiku mwakuku wachisheto. Ye mwele mulungu muhite hitabuni. Nebu kushibeye.
And the doctor's prescription on how to receive the Holy Ghost is given to us by Dr. Simon Peter on the day of Pentecost. I'll give you a prescription.
Nengu kabezi kabuanga kangangabuka buwakuheta nyuma muimpe, nkatuhe shaku ni ngangabuka Simona Petelo muditu kudiampenta. Mema nenu he shaka bezi kabuanga.
Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. For the prescription is to them is fall off, and even as a man is the Lord our God shall fall. Amen. The eternal prescription.
Nyinga lala imuntu ni muntu wakunudi, ninubati jiba mudina ja Yesu Kristo, bojilekele di boja mpekatu yenu, nenkunenu heta kuha kwa nyuma muimpe. Walukebe jikabuwa ngaka, kadibuwa ababa dikule. Nemubuni bonso wabikila buku di mukele nga zambi wetu abu. Kabeji kabuwa nga kachende lele.
Moses had had this experience. He went down into the country and he began to tell the people, I met a pillar of fire. He was in a burning bush and he told me to tell you, I am that I am. Go down, I'll be with you. Take up the stick in your hand and hold it up over Egypt. Whatever you ask, it'll be done.
Mose wakenza jile buledi, wakawele muditu ungeni wakabanga kwambile bantuni, ndi mutu ila nene dikunji di akahia, jivu mukachi huka kakale kukakahia. Ye kungambile buwa nuambile ni, ndiye uundi. Nda kuntuaku, meme nangikele neba. Anga tadikombu di muchanza adi, uri kwa tamulu hae Egypto, chonsi chua lombachi neche njibwe.
Well, probably some priest said nonsense. But when they seen the real facts of this take come to pass, they couldn't hold it any longer. They know he was sent of God.
Hamuhamu kuri kampando wakambani machimbusuwe. Kadi hakamu na bubienza di bilele bia chochechi. Bienza, bienzeka. Kapa fumu wakuchila makabidi ntanta muleto. Baka mayini yeye uvumutu makudi nzambi.
Then, if Moses said he saw that and testified to it to be the truth, then God obligated, if that is the truth, to identify and vindicate that man's word, the truth. Amen. That's true.
Di badi, Mose yeye mwamba ni wakamu na chochachi. Ni mwuchifijilibuja dikini mbulelela. diba di nzambi mwenze jibwe hikala chibulelela, gwa kumanyisha ni kushindike didi ya muntu wawo ni mbulelela. Nchabushua.
If Jesus Christ stood there and read that day, this day is this word fulfilled before you, God's obligated to make that word come to pass.
Hikala bini Yesu Kristo wakima na mwabawu ni wakabala ditu kwa dini, ditu kwe didi yedi njula kumpala kweni. Nzambi mwenze jibubu wakwezi ni di ya didi enzeka.
We stand here tonight and say that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's obligated to prove that to be so. Because it's His Word. Now, what does it do? It takes faith in believing Him. It takes faith in believing His Word, that it is the truth.
Twe tuturituima na hadilo lwe di tuambani, Yesu Kristo ujumwe mwa makelelelelu toni kashidi, zambi mwenze jibobo kujadi keni bidina unku, bolu ndidi end. Pindye uchilichenze chinyi, bidibike ngele di tabuja, boku chi tabuja. Bidibike ngele di tabuja, boku itabuja didi end. Bwani diyo didi dibulelela.
Notice what come to pass. When Moses brought the children out and all those that followed him, those who did not follow stayed in Egypt. But those who followed Moses, when they come out of the Red Sea and got out into the wilderness, God came down upon Mount Sinai. That pillar of fire set the whole mountain on fire. And a voice spoke out of there. God gave the Ten Commandments.
Monaicha kenze kahaka hatula Mose ban abu. Nibose baka mulonda abu. Abu vakaba iba mulonda abu bakashala mu Egypto. Kadi abu bakalonda Mose abu. Haka hatuka mumbu mukunze ni kubwele muchihela. Zambi wakatulu kahamuku na wasinai. Dikunji diakahyadi diakashie muku na mujima muku atakahya. Nidi kwa kulamu. Nizambi kufila imei matumadikumi.
Moses could have walked up there before the people and said, this day the scripture that I have told you as his prophet comes to pass. Amen. This day I told you that God met me and I'm banner in a burning bush and a pillar of fire.
Mose vumufuwa inakwikele museme na kumpala kwa bantu waku wambani ditu kwedi mufundu untu munu ambilau membe bumu profeta wenda wulu ditu kwedi. Ngimunu ambile ni nzambi mutu ilangana nanyi. Muka chuhuka kadikalakuka kahya mumua. Mudi kunji dia kahya.
And he said, this will be a sign. You will bring the people right back to this place here again. And there is God in the same pillar of fire I told you was in. Hanging right down on the mountain. This day, this prophecy is fulfilled. Here he is to vindicate that the things I've said is the truth.
Ni yeye mwamba nonku. Memane. Echi ne chikale chimanyinu. Ni walukile ni bantu wabu chaka bidika bak. Nenkusiki nzambi ya wu. Mudi kunji dia kehidi modi modimvo. Munu ambile ni ikimu vayu sanga nyibuamu. Mulembele lahamu kunahu. Ditu kwedi chi profeta iti chulu. Sikie yeu wakushindika ni bintu bindi mwamba bidibulelela.
God give us more man like that. That's honest and sincere and tell the truth. That God Almighty could vindicate that His Word is still truth. He remains the same yesterday and ever. Why wouldn't He do it? He promised to do it.
Zambia tuweshe kubukwa bubantu ba mshindu au ba kweye mene ni ba mejima toka ni ba mba bulelela. Bwa Zambia wabukwala bonsu wa shindika kuni diidenda dichidianu bulelela. Ye ujian ushalo umwe umu au makelele toni kashidi. Ye mufaine kubenga kuchenze bwa chini. Yesu mulei bwa kuchenze.
Joshua, he might have said the same. The day that he come back to Kadesh Barnea, where they had journeyed so far in the wilderness, they were doubting the land being the kind of land that God said it would be, but God told them it was a good land. It was flowing with milk and honey.
Yoshua, uvomufuwa ina kwikala mwamba bya momo mwa, ditu kujakali kule iku kade sabana yadi, kufububenda luendulu la muchihela. Mavoba ila mpata ni bulo babu, kavubula babu wa mshindu wa nzambi mwamba ni mufabumu wa kwikalabu. Kadi nzambi vumubambi lani, buvumbu lobo buimpe, mufabumbe lani buichi bituta mkoka.
And Joshua and Caleb was the only two that would believe it. Out of the other ten that left, when they come back, they had the evidence. They had a bunch of grapes that two strong men could only carry.
Kadi Joshua ni Caleb mbafonu bobo babidiabu bafumu wa kuchita buja, mbuko wabudiku mbafubasha alabu. hakalu kilabo bafoni chileji bafoni tsumbu cha tuma matwa mvinyo chivwanu bantu ba makanda babidi mwa kwambula.
Joshua and Caleb could have stood right there and said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. Here's the evidence that it is a good land.
Yeah. Sure.
Joshua ni Caleb, bababofu anine kuikele bima na muabawu ni bambani, ditu kwedi mufundwe wulu. Skichileji nchoche chichani mbula babu impe. Bushu was.
Why? There's the evidence that it's a good land. Where'd you ever get such things as that? In Egypt. There was no such places. But this day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Bwachini, skichileji nchoche chichani mbula babu impe. Nkwe hikuni jikuba fwanyi na kuhete bintu ya mushindu wa biyo biya bimwe ejipi tumamwa. Kamu vwami yaba ya mushindu wa wato. Kereditu kwe ni mufundwe wulu.
He could have said the same when he prophesied and said the walls of Jericho would fall down after they marched around 7 times. 7 days, 7 times a day. And when they marched around that last time, the walls fell down.
Yeye vwami fwanyi na kuhikele mwamba chintu achi, chimochimu achi. Hakambe chi profeta wambani, bimanu vya yeleko, bivumu wa kuhuka, havumu wa kuikala banyunguluka, misangu mwanda mutegeta, matuku mwanda mutegeta, misangu mwanda mutegeta kujituku. Nenku, hakanyunguluka bubu wa musangu wa ndekelu wa u, bimanu wa bibi ya kuhuka.
Joshua could have stepped and said, this day, the chief captain of the host of the Lord that told me weeks ago that it would happen like this, this day this scripture is fulfilled. There laid the walls flat on the ground. Come on, let's go take it. It belongs to us. This day this scripture is fulfilled.
Joshua subumwa kuikala mwima nani mwambani, ditu kwedi, kapitene mwene wachirilu cha mukalengu, vumu ngambile kukadi mbingu nibi, vumu wakwense ka mshindu au, ditu kwedi, mufundwe wulu. Kibimanu mbyo biyabi, bila lahanshi. Luaya yaku, tuyayi tukwate chimenga, mchetu, ditu kwedi mufundwe wulu.
How wonderful man of God has stood for the things that's right. Israel, at the river, when they possessed the land, went over. How are they going to do it? It's the month of April. The floods are coming down because the snow is melting up in Judea.
Bilenga biyadikemas. Baluma banzambi batu wanyama kumikolu bintu bili biachabushua. Izalele kumusulu. Haka kwa tabubulo babu. Haka sabukabu. Neba chenza mwenye. Mungondo mwinai. Di hasala la di amai di didilua walu neju ujue nguluka. Muyudaya mwamwa.
Oh, what a poor general it seemed like it God was. To bring his people there in the month of April when the Jordan is higher back than it ever was.
Kaa. Zambi wakamweke buka lala kama salai kamushindu kai kaka kwa teni bialusa. Buwakulo ni chisamba chenda kuntuaku mungondu mwina yamu. Mwivu musulu wa yade na mule ni mumalenga kutamba bia konsweku.
Sometimes I might could stop here for head time to give you just a little tip. Sometimes you may be studying out of a cancer. You might be studying with a disease.
Misanga mikwabu. Mwivu mufuwa yine kuima na kabaka bumeme nidiba. Buwakunu heshe kukadiosha. Misanga mikwabu, wewe udi mufuwa ina kuikele musomba muabawu ni disama ya kanser. Anyi mufuwa ina kuikele musomba ni disama kampand.
You think, why me being a Christian would be in this way? Why would I be sitting like this if I'm a Christian? Sometimes God lets the things get so dark that you can't see up, round, or anywhere else. And then he comes and makes a way through it for you. She might say, this day, this scripture is being fulfilled. That he promised to do.
Ujambidilani, monas. Meme umwikele mwene kilisto mujima. Mufuwa ina kukele mwushindu eo. Ndi mufuwa ina kukele mwusomba mwushindu eo buwachinyi. Hikele bini ndi mwene kilisto. Misangami kwa abunzambi utule kele malu walo midi mabikole. Mwushindu wa kuhiku mwakumo na mulu kunseka. Anyi miabimi kwa abukana yonsu. Kadidi ibadi yeye ulo ukuhengele njila. Bwawe ukuhichilamu. Bwawe mwene mwakwambani. Ditu kwedi. Mufundwe udi munkechi mwakula. Wakala ya ibu wakwenza.
He let the Hebrew children walk right into the fiery furnace. They said, our God is able to deliver us in this fiery furnace, but nevertheless, we'll not bow down to your image.
Yeye wakala kala bana babena ebe luabu babwele buludi mchikutu chakahya. Bwabu kwambani, zambi wetu tuetu, ujini bukola wakutu sungile kukahya kamuchikutu waka. Kajina shikabi inankuto, katokwi na minakulu hingulwe balu to.
When they walked out of there, the smell of the furnace upon them, no smell of the furnace rather upon them, they could have said, this day is this scripture fulfilled. When Daniel comes from the lion's den, he could have said the same thing.
Hakamu hatukabu, muho ye wachukutu chakahia chambidi habu, to, kaba ini kamuhu ye kachukutu chakahia chinashika kesa suwe, hambidi habu. Subavobofuwa ina kuikela bamba ni, ditu kweri mufundwe wulu. Haka hatuka Daniel, mubwine buantambu. Yesu mufuwa ina kuamba chintu chimochimwachi.
John the Baptist, after 400 years of ecclesiastical teaching, no wonder that church was in a mess at that time. When he appeared in the wilderness of Jordan, he could have stood right down the bank as he did and say, this day, this scripture, Isaiah 40, is fulfilled.
Yone mubatiji, hanyima habidi mungkama inai ya dilongeshe jabu tendeledi. Kabine bikemeshe muvwekelezi yao mchubweja kasi mchukondu achito. Hakamwene kayi mchihel, kuyadena. Yesu mufuwa ina kuikala muima na kumwele luwa maya ku. Mwakimana yamu mwambani ditu kwedi mufundwewu wa yesha yuma kumianayi wulu.
How I could stop here and tell you what that old priest told me. He said, son, you never finished that message. I said, keep still. He said, you mean them Pentecostals don't see that? I said, no. He said, I see it in a Catholic priest. He said, why didn't you go on? I said, keep still.
Mushindu mwene wundi kumufuwa ina kuimana kabaka ni kunu ambile chuansa serdo samukula kajau munga ambile suwe. Wakamba ni mwanani. Kwenye mwishikisha kudihisha adito. Mema kwamba ni tukisha. Yaini, urumuso kwamba ni bena mpenta baba kebena ba munachanyi. Mema ni to. Ye kwamba ni mema ndi nchimona. Wabalu nsa serdo sa wakatolikas. Yaini, kwenye mutu unuka buachinyi. Mema ni tukisha.
He said, glory to God, I see it. And about that time, the Holy Ghost fell on his sister sitting out there in the meeting, and she raised up, speaking in unknown tongues, and gave the interpretation of the very thing that the priest and I were talking about on the platform.
Yaini butumbi kuri nzambi, mema ndi nchimona. Buhadi odidi badi, kinyuma muimpa, kulwa yi hamwana buwabakaji, umusoma muri sangi shamu. Kiku katamuka yi, kwa kule imu miakulu mienyi. Ne kufila yi diumvu ije di achintu china, chitu watuamba meme ni nsaserdo sawu, hachibu mba chaku chambilu ahu.
The whole church, the whole place went into a roar. Heard on over the old robbers convention last week, a week before last, it was the talk of the convention.
Ekeleze mujima, mwaba mujima ahu, kukutuka humbile mikole. Kutungunu gabitoni mumpu iluwa Oral Robert, lumingulu wa shadielu, ayinu mingulu wa kumpala kwa lwa shadielu.
How did that priest sitting under the Holy Spirit revealed out there through a woman, his sister, I believe it was, or what was taking place up there on the platform? And revealed that thing that we were hiding.
Muvansa serdo sawu, musomba mubwenze jibwa nyuma mwimpa, mubulile mwabau kuri muntu mukaji, ngelemeji ni uvomu anabu wabakaji, chivomunka chumwa kwenze ka hachibumba chakuchambilu ahuachi, ne kubulile ichintu chitibu tusoko kachi.
The hour that we're living, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. This day, the evening lights have come, and we fail to see it. Notice, John said, this day, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. As said the prophet Isaiah, prepare the way for the Lord.
Diba ditu jini moye di, ditu kwedi mufundwe wulu, ditu kwedi makenka di lolo malua, keritwe tutuhanga kuchimona. Monai, yone wakamba ni ditu kwedi, meme ki didi didele lubile muchihel. Mwakamba mu profeta Yeshaini, longo lula injile wa mukaleng.
They didn't understand. He said, oh, you're Jesus. You're the Christ, rather. He said, I am not the Christ. He said, I'm not worthy to lose his shoes.
Kabaka chumvo to, bakamba ni ka, we udi Yesu, udi Kristo, na mkusuwe. Ye kwamba ni, meme nchena Kristo to. Yaini, nchene mukumba, yina kusulu le mishinga ya bisabata bienda to.
But he said he's standing among you somewhere. Or he was sure that he would be there. He would be in his day because God told him he was to introduce the Messiah.
Kadi, mwakambe yi. Yeye mwimene mwenkechi mwenu amu. Mwaba kampand. Bolu vumutu ishibu ni yeye vumwa kwikala hu. Vumwa kwikala mwuditu kudiendadi. Bwalunzambi vumumwambile ni yeye nguvu ni chakuleje masiye kuli bantu.
One day a young man come walking down through there and he seen like a light over the top of him, a sign, and he cried out, "Behold the Lamb of God." This day, this scripture is fulfilled before you. Sure.
Dinga dituku kisongo na makampanda kuloi tamaka tamaka toni mwabau. Nangyeye kumona bubu kenke kumutu kwende. Chima yinu kampanda. Kikwele ilubile lokola ni monayi mwana wa mkoku wa Nzambi. Ditu kwedi mufundwe ulu kumpala kwenu. Bushwas.
At the day of Pentecost, how Peter stood up and quoted the scripture of Joel 2:38. When they was all laughing, those people, they couldn't talk in their own language. They were jabbering off something else. The Bible said cloven tongues, cloven is a parted tongue, not saying nothing. Just a jabbering, running around like a bunch of drunk people.
Murituku diampenta, mushindu mwini wakima na petolo, ni kutela yimufundu wabwawu, wa yowele ibidi, makimiasa tinimwanda mokulu. Habu sibava bunsu mwankechi mwakuseka, bo ubantu wabu. Kama humu wakwakule mwakulu wabu, msunga sunga to. Wapapa kukumine chintu kampanda chikuwa abu, Biblia muamba ni ndimi mihanduluka. Mihanduluka, ndudi miluabu luka. Kalu ini chijilulu ambato, lukukumina nuchanaana. Banyema kana eku ni eku bubantu bakwa chikamala.
They all said, "Well, these people are drunk, look at them. Look how they're acting, how them women and men, they're disorderly," said that religious group of that day.
Kwa mbabu ni, bantu abamba kwa chikamala, batangila inu mwana, tangila inu mwana mudibu benza, baka jinibali mwababa, sabadi benza malu mchimvundu, mwakamba buku ni musumbu wabatendele diba muditu kwa adiabu.
Peter stood up in the midst of them, said, "Many brethren, you that dwell in Jerusalem and you that dwell in Judea, let it be known unto you that these are not drunk as you suppose, seeing it's the third hour of the day."
Petelo kushuka yimunkechi mwabu, kwambe ini, balu mwane ni bane betu, nene badibaso mwale mu Yerusalema, nene badibaso mwale mu Yudaya, bwalo ebubu manyibo kunu jini bantu waba kimba kwa chika mara to, muni jini wenu nuchinkamu, hakumane nituchi janu hadiba chitemu wadituku.
But this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel, it'll come to pass in the last day. I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. This day, this scripture was fulfilled. Certainly.
Kadi eche nchakaba buku ni mu profeta Yoweli ni. Nebi enze kumatu kwa ndekelu ni. Mema ni mpongolona nyuma wanyi hamubidi wonso. Ditu kweli mufundwe wulu. Chabushuas.
Luther was right on time. Wesley was right on time. Pentecost was right on time. Nothing out of the order.
Luther wakafika nuhadiba. Wesley wakafika nuhadiba. Mpenta wakafika nuhadiba. Kakwele chidikachi imubulonga mato.
Now, I asked you to consider the age and time we now live in with the promised word for today. If back in other ages, man could say this day, this scripture.
Mpindeu, ndini lombobu anuenu kwe langana meji hachukondu ni diba mutu jini moi mpindeu. Hamwani dii dilaye di alelu. Hikala binikala mubikondu bikwabu momwa. Bantu bafabafuwa ina kwamba ni ditu kweri mufundwewu.
This day, this scripture. Then what about the scripture for this day? What's promised for this day? Where are we standing? What hour are we living when the clock is beating the scientific clock 3 minutes before midnight?
Ditu kweri mufundwewu. Dibari tuamba munyi wa mufundwa ditu kweri. Chidichila yebu wadi tukwedi nchini. Tudibima na henyi. Mudiba kai mutu jini moyemu. Mudi ntanku ututa. Ntanku wabena malu wa mamanya auni. Nkushala tususa tusatu wadiba mundankulu.
World has got the jitters. The church is in a bed of corruption. Nobody knows where they're standing. What time of day is it? What about the scripture for this day? The conditions of the church... the conditions of the church today.
Bulo bambu heta di binduluka. Ekelezi udi mubula lubwa dibola. Kakwe na muntu na ashe umwa, udi mumanya mwabu di mwema nyineto. Tudidiba kai di adituku. Kadibishi bwa mufundu bwa adituku edi. Nike jiru ya ekelezia, anji nike jiru ya ekelezia lelu.
In the world, politics, our world system is just as rotten as it can be. I'm not a politician, I'm a Christian. But I got no business talking about politics, but I just want to say they're rotten on both sides.
habuloba chididi ndongole wetu wabuloba mbi bole bihanga ni mokubola meme chene mwene chididi to ndi mwene Kristo kari chene ni bwalu bwa kwa kule bwa chididi to kari ndi muso ni kwamba ni mbi bole kunseka yonsi ibidi.
I voted once. That was for Christ. I got to win. The devil voted against me. Christ voted for me. It depends on which way I cast my vote. I'm glad I cast it on him. Let the world say what they want to. I still believe that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He'll prove it. He certainly will. Certainly.
Nkadi mwele kakanda kama sungula na musangu mwehel. Buvumbu wa Kristo. Bikengele nchimun. Diablo mwele kende kakanda bokunduish. Kari Kristo mwele le meme. Mbilote sele kumushindu undi mwele kine kakanda kanyaku. Ndini disanke di akwikela mwele le yeye kakandaku. Bahabuloba bamba chitibubasa kuambachi. Meme nchitani mwita bojini yeye uji umwa 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 kelele lelu toni kashidi. Yeye nwa chijadika. Ni achijadika chabushua. Chabushua.
The increase in crime, juvenile delinquency. Look at our nation. Once the flower of the earth, our great democracy was formed back there, and the Declaration of Independence. And Declaration of Independence is signed, and we had a democracy. Our great forefathers and the things that they done, we had a great nation.
Divulanga dia buenzavi, dinyango kaja nsombeli wabana, tangila iditunga dietu. Jodi divakala wawo chilongu chabulo badi. Munga latowe tumune na wu, kala wawo akenji bumu, ditu kujadidia hatoka dadi hand. Nenku didi ya hatoka di adihanda, baka tohubiala, nenku tuetu kwete mungalata, ni bankambo betu, ni bintu bia kenzabu. Tuetu stupe ni ditu ngadine ne.
But she is now rotten and crumbling and shaken and giving away and trying to tax people to get money to send over there to buy friendship with her enemies. They're throwing it back in her face.
Katia tulitokulanga na ha kikubola dieku, dende juhuka, ni junyukuka, ni juheke ni mai. Njibadi batete wakufuchia bantu bitadi, wakwete mfranja kutuminangana budiamu mwa, wakusuba bubulunda kudibene lukuna babu. Abu habadiba ihinga ja, batuasa imumpala.
One world war, two world war, is still moving on to a third one. Certainly, politics is rotten, corrupted, rotten to the bottom. Just exactly what Matthew 24 said it would be. Nation to be against nation, kingdom against kingdom. All these things would take place. Let's consider this now. All right.
Mvita ya bulobo bujima yumwa. Mvita ya bulobo bujima yibidi. Kadiba chikala nubatungu nuka batangele kumvita misatu. Chabushu was. Chididi nchibole. Chinyanguka. Nchibolo toni kumuj. Anumenemene chidimata ima kuyuma bijinada ima ambani. Kimu wabimu wakuikala ni. Ditunga na julishangani ni ditunga na adi. Bukalenga ni bulishangani ni bukalenga. Bintu pion swebi mifuni chakwenzeka. Tutangila yakubi obi ya bimpindi yewu. Ayo.
Notice another. The increase in scientific research. Now one time just my grandfather went to see my grandmother in an ox cart. Now it's a jet plane. Or even a orbit into the air, in the outer space.
Monai chukwa buchintu. Jifulangene di adike bulule mumalu wa mamanya. Pindye umusa unkampanda anu. Kakuwanyi muluma, uvu ya katangile kakuwanyi mukaji, mudi tempu di abakoka kudingombe. Hatu dituakulanga na ha, chikari nkande kakajet. Anyi hamuwa hamena mpoko mutuma muluhehele, ukabwele nini jamu madia chibwashwash.
It's great. Who said this? Daniel 12:4 said knowledge shall increase in the last days. We see the hour we're living. Notice the conditions of the world, the condition of science.
Bune na buachi, mwenye, nganyi du mwamba chochechi. Daniele, dikumeni ibidi kuinayi, mwamba ni, dimanya ni jifulanga ni mwatu kwa ndekelu. Situritu mwane diba ditu jini moyi. Mwana impindi ya ngike julu hidi, hidi bulobo busanga nyibwa. Ngike julu wa malu wa mamanya.
And notice again today, in our educational system. I don't try to deny this, I've got the newspaper clippings. Teaching sex in our church, in our schools, of young students to have sexual affairs with one another to see if they can mate in the world. Yes, sir.
Nenkumona ikabidi, leluewu, mundongo leluwetu wa maluwa bulonge shangani watulas. Pindiewe kanu techi wa kufile choche chinansha. Mema njini tuhese toabi bejibeji. Balonge shangane di sangele diya baluma ni bakaj. Mwekeleje mubilonge lubietu. Mudi balonge bateke temu wakukalabu benza. Di sangele diya muluma ni mukaji. Wakumwane ni bedi mwakukumbanangane habuloba. Eye wa smukaleng.
How about in our priesthood? Tonight I got a piece out of the paper over in Los Angeles, California, where a bunch of clergymen, Baptists and Presbyterians, ministers brought a bunch of homosexuals in and packed this homosexual. Saying they're trying to win them to God when that's one of the curses of the hour. A sodomite. And the law even arrested them.
Karibi shimubun sacerdos buetutuetu. Dilo lue dindini kahesa kachibejibeji. Mu Los Angeles, mu California. Mvumusumbu wabalombo di ba maekelezia, ba baptiste ni ba presbiterien, bambi. Balo ni musumbu wababa kianganyi ba baluma ni baluma, ni kwenze budi sangile di baluma ni baluma. Bamba ni bavaba tete wakume fikisha kuni zambi. Habisiki umu wakumila uya di bedi. Bwene Sodoma. Nimekenji ya ditunga kuma kwa ta imena.
Now where we at? Our whole system is rotten out from under us. I've seen the increase of homosexual across the United States has increased 20-30% over last year. Think of that. Man living with man, just exactly like they did in Sodom.
Mpindye uturi hanshanyi turi hakazubu. Ndongole luwetu mukabujima suwa tubole jikumaha. Ndimumwana jivulangane dia disangele jabaluma ni baluma mu Etats-Unis. Dibande ni biahaluka mamekumia abidia nyumekumia satu. Kuhita chini mutisha lechi. Angela ibi meji kubwa luabu. Muluma ulale ni muluma nenda. Animuwa kenze bu musodoma mene mene.
Increase in crime. Juvenile delinquency. What hour are we living? This day, this word of prophecy is fulfilled.
Divulangene dia buenza vi. Dinyangoka dia nsombeli wabana. Tujini mwoyi mudiba kai. Ditu kwedi. Didi achi profete disi julu.
The religious world, the church itself. The church, the called out church, that we call the called out church, the last church age, the Pentecostal church age, where is it? It's in Laodicea, as the scripture said.
Bukwantende lady, ekelezia yeye mwina, ekelezia, ekelezia mubikile buwaku hatukawu, utritubikile ni ngekelezia mubikile buwaku hatukawu, chikondu chande kelu cha ekelezia, chikondu cha ekelezia cha benampenta, chidi henyi, si chidi mulao dikia, mudimu fundu muambu.
They've let down the bars, their women are half-dressed, their men are, it's a horrible thing, some of them married 3 or 4 times on deacon boards and everything else. They've let down and brought in corruption because they've set in councils and took the place with the world.
Le luanda ye usubakadi balekele le bibi buash, baka jibabu mbavuale bubatikaba jibavuale. Balma babu badi, sinchin tu chibi chadi keman. Bamu baku di babuele mudi baka misangu isa tuanyi nai. Mutusu mutu abalemi nibi kwa ubyons. Balekele di bibi, ni babueji di bola. Bolu benji sangilu, ni badi teki kaba kamwa, ni bahabuloba.
And today, they got better buildings than ever had. Some place, one of them's building a $50 million auditorium. $50 million Pentecostals. It used to be down in the corner 25 years ago, beating a tambourine.
Nenkulelu ehu, bakaji ni bitanda, bitamba bulenga, kutamba bia konsweku. Mumwa bakampanda, umu waku yoyi, ulimunkechi mwakui baka di balasi di adila ndola milio makumi atanu. Ndola milio makumi atanu, bena mpenta. Kala uwa, bivu muma sangu anjila. Kukadi bidi mwakumi abiri, ni bitanu, biemba ngoma.
Said we because, the scripture said in Revelation 3, that you are rich. Said I'm rich, I said as a queen, I have need of nothing, and knowest thou not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, naked, blind, and don't know it.
Bambani tudi, bwalu mufundu mwamba, mubwa kabuluiba isatu, ninudi babanji, mwambani, ndi mubanji, ndi musomba bu mukalenga mukaji, nchene nkengele chintu to, kadi kwene mumaini, udi mukengele di walusa, mukengi, muhela, butaka, mpofu,
this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your eyes. Amen. Amen means so be it. I'm not amen in myself, but I mean I believe it's the truth. This day this scripture is fulfilled.
Ditu kwedi mufundwe wulu mumesu mwenu. Amen. Amen mbwene kwamba ni bikala na nku. Nchene nditomema mwene amen to. Kanini muso kwamba ni ndingi tabuja ni chiribulele la. Ditu kwedi mufundwe wulu.
The Pentecostal church is in a Laodicean condition. Oh, they still jump and holler and carry on when the music's beaten. When the music stops beating or the beatneck music, some of them play and call it Christianity. And whenever that stops, all the glory's gone.
Ekelezi wabene mpente udi mungi kajiri wala wadikia. Ka, bobo sepachijandu batuhika belembila ni benze bikasa hadi mujiki wimbao. Hadi anu mujiki wimana. Ani mujiki wabamu ya handi. Udi mama wako di bubi mbani babikile ni mwene kilistu hao. Ndiba kana diyonsu di uwi manadi butumbi bonsu bumbabu yes. Eyewa.
It's a real praise of God. There isn't enough whistles and enough power in the world to stop it.
Amen.
When it really comes from God, it don't take music to be beat up. It takes the Spirit of God to come down.
Jodi di kale di tumbe su jilele la janzambi, kakwene tu shiba bunyi bukumba, nani bukwele bunyi bukumba, na habulo baha, wakudi manye kakuto. Chochi bulele le chifumina kudi nzambi, kabini bikengele wakututa mijiki mina ito. Bikengele nyuma wanzambi atuluka hu. Kichi le chenzen chochachi.
And it's long forgotten because it clashed the gift of the Holy Ghost. Initial evidence of speaking in tongues and I heard devils and witches speaking in tongues.
Kadiba kadiba chuhwa mwoyi kukadi ntantamula. Bwaliba kadiba teke dihadi ya nyuma mwimpani chileji chanzanzanza chajakule jamumi yakulu. Kadi mbe singari kumumva demoni baloji bakule mumi yakulu.
The Holy Ghost is a word of God in you that identifies itself by accepting that word. Outside of that it can't be the Holy Ghost. If it says it's the Holy Spirit and denies one word of that Bible, it cannot be the Holy Spirit. That's the evidence whether you believe or not.
Nyuma mwimpandi dianzambi munta mweb. Di manishe mukwita bakwa di. Hakumushachito kachene mwakwikala nyuma mwimpanasha. Chochi chamba mudichi nyuma mwimp. Kadichi kale chivile di mwachana na dia Bible. Kachene mwakwikala nyuma mwimpato. Achin chileji chani wewe di witabuja ni kwenye witabuja.
Notice, another great sign. The Jews are in their homeland. Their own nation, their own money. A member of the United Nations. They got their own army. They got everything.
Monai chuko abuchima yinu chinene. Bena yuda bakadi mubulo babu abu. Ditunga jabu sunga sunga. Luhe tulo abu sunga sunga. Bakadi chidimba cha onu. Bakadi chilulu cha abu sunga sunga. Bakadi ni bintu bionsu.
They're in their homeland, which Jesus said, learn a parable of the fig tree. There they are, right back in their nation. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. The Jews in their homeland, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. The Laodicea church age.
Bakadi mubulo babu abu. Chocha chincha kamba yesu ni nuyile lusu mwinu lwa muchu wa mfigi. Sikibuwa buwabu bakadi balu kila buludi muditunga diabu. Ditu kweri mufundwe wulu. Bena yuda mubulaba buwabu. Ditu kweri mufundwe wulu. Chikondo cha ikeleze wala wadikia.
This day, this scripture, Matthew 24 is fulfilled. The world is in corruption, the whole thing, nations against nations. Earthquakes in diverse places. Great whirlwinds coming down, shaking the nations and so forth. Great disasters everywhere. This day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Ditu kwedi mufundwewu, matayi makumyabijini nayi, wulu. Buloba udibusanga nyeba mudibola, chintu chosu mukabujima. Matunga luishangana ni matunga makwabu. Dikanka diabuloba mumyaba mishilishilangana, mfundamine na iweka, inyungisha matunga ni bikwabu. Makengamane na mumiaba yonsu. Ditu kwedi mufundwe wulu.
Now, we found out the condition of the world. We see where the church normal organization, denomination, we see where they are, we see where the nations are. And we see that this day, these promises is fulfilled.
Pindye utuwa jandu lungike jilu wabuloba. Turitumwa na muaba uri ekelezi ya anumudi yonsu. Anumudi yonsu bulongolo di ngumba. Turitumwa na muaba udi bi. Turitumwa na muaba udi matunga. Ne turitumwa na niritu kwe di mila ye yulu.
Now, But in this day, there is to come a super royal seed of Abraham.
Amen.
That's exactly what it would be, a royal bride to the royal promised son.
Amen.
I spoke last night, it won't be a natural seed, it'll be a spiritual seed.
Bindeo. Kadi mudi tukwe di mudi ni cha kulwa di minu di abukelenga di Abraham di tambi di la. Ki cho cha chimene mene chivwa di mwa kwikala. Chivwa mwa kwikala muka jimusele wabukeleng. Bo mwana mulaye wabukeleng au. Mumba nga mama kele di lolu. Kaja kukele di minu di amubi di nansha. Nedi kele di minu di anyuma.
There's to be a spiritual bride raised up which will be the royal seed of the royal faith of Abraham's royal son. She is to come on the scene in the last days. And the time and the place is the promise is given to her.
Kujini cha kujuka mukeji musele wanyuma. Wikele diminu jabukalenga jamwana wabukalenga wa Abraham kuditabuja jabukalenga. Bikengela buwele muchalu matukwandekelu. Ni chikondo ni mwaba bidi mulayi mumuheshe yeye.
According to Malachi 4, a scripture, there is to rise a message that will shake the hearts of the people right back to the apostolic fathers again.
Bilonde sile malaki inai, mufundu. Kujini cha kujuke mukenji, wanyungi shemyo ya bantu, uyaluje cha kabidibuludi kubatatu babu apostolo.
There is to rise one on the scene in the power of Elijah. That'll rise on the scene, a wilderness man. That'll come out and will have a message out of Brum right straight back to the Word again. That's the hour that we're living in.
Kujini cha kujuka kampanda muchalu, mubukola bwa Elia. Wikele mwa kujuka muchalu, muntu kampanda wa muchihele, wahatuka. Ne wikele ni mukenji wa hinga jangane chaka bidibulu di kudiyi. Ki diba di tuditwetu ni mwoyi njo jadi.
Then consider, now I ask you this hour, you people here of Jeffersonville in 1933, the supernatural light that fell down here on the river that day when I was baptized in 500 in the name of Jesus Christ as about a 20-year-old boy.
Di ba di, nutangila impindye wu, ndinu konka hadi be di, nwenu bena munemu mu Jeffersonville, muchidi muchachinu nunka machite makumiasatu ni isatu, bu kenke bu tambo mfukilu, bu akahona kumusulu kwa kabu. Nitu kudimbo munkechi mwakubatiza bantu kama itanu mujina ja Yesu Kristu wabu. Muchikala mwana wabale mwabidi mubu makumiabidi nanku.
What did it say, Jeffersonville? What was it at the foot of Spring Street there? When the Courier Journal, I believe it was a Louisville Herald, packed the article of it, it went plumb across the Associated Press, plumb into Canada. Dr. Lee Bale cut it out of the paper way up in Canada. In 1933!
Nchini cha kamba di, nwenu Jeffersonville. Chivwanti ni kuishi kwa musesu wa Spring Street kwa ka hawa chibejibiji cha Courier Journal ngelemeji ni chivwanti cha Louisville Herald chia tulakabu waluka achaku. Jakaya Tony kwa Associated Press kuyakabuele Tony mu Canada Dr. Lee Vail kukosa ikahesa kachibejibijachi mu Canada mwamwa muchidi mucha chinununka machite mamakumiasa tunisatu.
Well, I was baptizing my 17th person under this witness and you know the rest of the story. And we're standing there baptizing the 17th person. A light come down from heaven.
Hanvo mbatize muntu wanyi wadikmi ni mwanda muteketa. Mwishu mwante mwewu. Ninoenu nijibamanyi biku wabiyabualu wabu. Nenku hanvo mwimane mwabawu. Munkechi mwakubatize muntu wadikmi ni mwanda muteketa. Bukenke kuheka bufina mudiulu.
Shining down above there like a star falling from heaven. A voice said, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, your message shall forerun it.
Bukenke shemwa bawu, chenze bu mutoto umata ufumine mudiulu, di kwambadini, animwa katumi bayone mubatiji, boku dianjijile jilo dia kumpale dia kilisto, mukenju webe wewa, ni u dianjijile jilo dia DBD, habula babushima, ditu kwedi, mufundwe uulu.
This day is what around the world.
Ditu kwedi. Zami mwaka chila ya. Chilichenze kenchini. jitu kwedi nchiyabula bobushima.
And when God came down there and said that when I was a little boy in a burning bush, or a bush up there on fire with a pillar of fire up here at Watson's place on the Unicky Pike, packing water back there from that barn to the moonshine still. You know the truth of it.
Nenkuhakuweka nzambi mwabau, ni kwambe icho church. Hanchivo mwana mukes, mukachuhuka kavakatema kahia, ani kachuhuka kuntuaku, kakwa atakahi ni jikunjidia kahia. Lua kwa Watham eku, hayuti kapike. Mwikele nsuna mai kuntuaku. Mwumukele kudieba kwa ka mutangele kuchenge di chamala. Nudipa manye bulele lebo wabu alu abu.
He said, don't you never smoke or drink or defile your body, for there's a work for you to do when you get older. I testify to that being the truth that I saw it. And God, as it did with Moses, spoke out before the congregation down there and said, this is the truth. This day, this scripture is fulfilled in the midst of us.
Kwambeini, kunukumfuanka to, anyi mala, anyi kukoyishi mubiduwe bato, walu kudimudimuwa wewa kwenza hawa kola. Ndi jarika ni chocha chimbulelela. Ni ngaka chimona. Nenku nzambi, anumuwa kenze ini mosamu. Wakakula muaba ukumpala kwa disangi sekuntu kwa ka. Wambani e chimbulelela. Ditu kwedi, mufundwe ulu mkachimwetu.
Watch what he said about the discernment and how it would be. From laying hands upon him to know the secret of the heart. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. Before our very eyes.
Tangila itakame ibo adizingulula. Nimovadimu wakwika la. Kumuka kudiba tentakala diabianza. Kuya kudimanya diabualbu soka mabuwa mumoyi. Ditu kwedi. Mufundwe ulu mesuetu majimwena.
These promises that was made. Notice, all these promises have been vindicated and fulfilled by the God of the promise. Look, hanging in Washington, D.C. tonight. The picture of the angel of the Lord.
Mila yakafidibwe yi monayi. Mila yonswe yi yakashindikibwa ni yakujibwa kudinzambi wa mwini mula yawo. Tangila yi. Mukudika mu Washington DC. Momwa dilo lwedi. Foto wa mwanjelo wa mkalenga.
George J. Lacey, the head of the FBI, fingerprint and document for the United States government, examined it from Houston, Texas, and said, this is the only supernatural being that has ever photographed in all the world. He ought to know he's the best that's in the world.
George J. Lacey, mfumuwami kanda mitobiala ya FBI, wabukalenga wa Itazuni, hakamukenketa yiku Houston, mu Texas, ni kwambeini, e un kampanda umwehele mutamba mfukilu ukadi kukachemu kwa chibo foto wahabula babushima. Ujini chakumanya. Bwole yeki mumanyi muhiluka habula babushima wacho church.
Notice, that hangs as a truth, the same pillar of fire that led Israel back down in the wilderness is leading today the same kind of oppression of come up out of Egypt. Holy this day, this scripture is fulfilled. You know the message that he said.
Monayi, kye uri mukudika wawa, bubulelela, di kunji di akahye di modi modi, akalombole izelele muchihele, momwadi, didi di lombolele lwe wu, mukenju wa mushindo umuwa wu, wani, hatuka imu Egipto. Ditu kwedi, mufundwe wulu. Nwene suri di bamanye mukenju wa kamba yi.
Look at the vision of Tucson, 3 years ago. We're standing up here on the lane. When 5 years before that, he said, the day that the city drives a stake down in front of that gate, turn yourself towards the west. My tabernacle, folks, it sure knows that that time. That's right.
Tangila itike nukumune chaku tukson. Kukadibidi mubisatu. Have a women a kabaka mukajila. Hina ahu, bidi mubitanu kumpala kwa chua chachi, ye wakambane. Ditu kudia shimika chimenga di kunji kumpala kwa chibiachi. Ukurimuka uye kuwesete. Benamu tabernakle wani badika baka abu mbamanya chiprofe. Chiko onduachi. Nchabu shua.
And the day that Mr. Goins Dam was up there and drove that stake down, I said to the wife, is something about this? She said, what is it? Now when he looked in my little book, there it was.
Nenkuditu kudia kafika mukalenga Goins ni baku wabu wabu mwabawu. Nekushimika budi kunjadi. Meme kuambile muka jaini, kulichintu kampanda habu alwebu. Yeye ni nchini chinachi. Kimeme kubwela, ekutahadisi muka mukanda kanyi kakes kicho chachis.
That next morning at 10 o'clock, sitting in my room there about 10 o'clock, the angel of the Lord came down. He said, go to Tucson. You'll be northeast of Tucson. And there will come seven angels in a cluster that will shake the whole earth around you. And said, it'll be told you from there.
Nenkudi ndidya hakachabwadi. Hadi badiku mijajaja. Mema musomba muntuamu. Muchibambalu chanyamu. Lwa hadi badiku mi. Mwanjiru wa mukalenga kuweka yi. Kwa mbeini, ndaku Tucson. Ne usanganyibu la ku nor-est wa Tucson. Nengune kula banjiru mwanda muteketa mukasumbu. Banyu kushabulo babujim habu hineb. Kikwa mbeini, bwalu mbwaba kwa mbijile kwa kwako.
How many remembers that here? Way before it happened, there's man sitting right here in this building and I was standing right there when it happened.
Mbanga nye badibofu lika bualu wabu. Kabaka. Kumpala mene mene kwa kwenze kachi. Kudibantu basomba kabaka mchitande mumene jilo lwedi. Bufo bima na mwaba umene hakenze kachi.
And said the seven seals of the hidden mysteries of the entire Bible be opened and fulfill Revelations 10 that in the seventh angel's message these things should come to pass. This day, this scripture is fulfilled before our eyes. This day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Nengu kwambe ini, bitampi mwanda muteketa bia malu masoko ka mwanda muteketa a Biblia mujima, nebi kangu dibwa, nenebi uje bwa kabuli bwa dikumi, bwane mumu kenji wa mwanjelu wa mwanda muteketa bintu ebine bianzeka. Ditu kwedi, mufundwe wulu tuetu badi mwena. Ditu kwedi, mufundwe wulu.
Last year, standing in the same place, Mr. Woods here and I, going up the hill in a kind of mourning about his wife being sick.
Chidi mchisha leti, tuetu bimena haka baka makamuaku, memeni mkalingu wude wu. Tuwa tuenda tubanda kakuna, bezibu mojilu kampanda, amuka jende mwika la usama.
The Holy Spirit said, pick up a rock. Laying there, throw it up in the air. When it comes down, say, thus saith the Lord. There will be judgment strike the earth. Tell him that he'll see the hand of God in the next few hours.
Nyuma mwimpa kwambe ini, angule di bodi di kabaka kadedia, udiele mulu mulu hehele. Hakadi didi weka ambani, emu mudi mukalenga wamba. Neku kala jilumbulisha di adikuma habuloba. Umambile ni yei ni amwana chanza chanzambi, mumebe mekesa di alonda.
I told Mr. Woods is present tonight. And I guess 8 or 10 of the men of 15 that was there at that time when it took place the next morning where the Lord came down in a whirlwind and ripped the mountain out around us and cut the tops of the trees loose and made tree blasts and said, judgment is headed towards the west coast.
Meme kwambile mukalenga wood. Yehudi kabaka jilo lwedi. Ningele meji mwanda mukulu. Aindiku mi bakubantu abu. Aindiku mi ni batanu. Bafo mwaba udiba jifo chichenze kadi. Dinda ja hakachabu. Mwabubu mkelenga muweka mumfunda ni muhanda mukuna uvo munyu ngilikulu wetu awu ni mukosa nsongu ya michi ni mututa mkube ubasatu ni muamba ni dilumbuluisha nditangile kukwatu west.
Amen. 2 days after that Alaska almost sunk beneath the earth. And since then up and down the coast the belches of God's judgment against that spiritual screen. There is a iron curtain. There is a bamboo curtain and there is a sin curtain.
Matukwa bidihanyima hacho chachi, Alaska kwambe yikutukina mwishu mwabuloba. Nikubangele di badi, miaba yonsu hakota hu, mibiolu ya jilumbulisha janzambi, ikatuta kurido wanyuma hu. Kudi rido wachamu, kudi rido wanshiba shiba, ni kudi rido wampekatu.
Civilizations travel with the sun. So has the gospel. They've come from the east and went west like the sun goes. And now it's on the west coast. It can't go no further. If it goes further, it'll be back east again.
Dishirimu kandenza luendu hamoni diba di amulu. Nashe evangelio kabidi. Mbalobu mukila ku esete ni baya ku esete. Mudi diba di amulu di amu. Nengumpindyewu udu sanganyibu hakotu west. Kene moku ya kuhitahu to. Yeye muye muhitahu, ujuwa lukile chake bidi ku esete.
The prophet said, there will come a day that cannot be called night or day. A dismal day, a lot of rain and fall. Just enough how to know how to join a church or put your name on a book. But it shall be light about the evening time.
Mu profeta mwambani, nekulo di tuku di dikedi imo kubiki di boni munda munya nyumbufuku to. Di tuku di adibui tudile. Mvula ya bunyi ni mafuima. Anu bunyi buku mbanamo kumanyima ukuya kashala wa mwekelezia. Ani kufundishe dina diebo mumukanda wa mena. Kajine kukele bukenke loku ibamu lolo.
This day, this scripture is fulfilled the same. The same S-U-N that rises in the east is the same S-U-N that sets in the west.
Ditu kwe di mufundwe wulu. D-I-B-A, diba dimo dimwa. Diba dimo dimo diamulu ditu dijuka ku ese ta di. Ndyo di, D-I-B-A, diba dimo dimwa di, ditu dikabwele ku ese te.
And the same S-O-N of God that come in the east and vindicated himself as God manifested in the flesh is the same S-O-N of God in the western hemisphere here that's identifying himself among the church tonight, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The evening light of the sun has come. This day, this scripture is fulfilled before us.
Ni M-W-A-N-A. Mwana uma uma wanzambi wakalo ku eset ne kudishindika bunzambi mumweneshe bumwebidyawu ngeme WANA mwana uma uma wanzambi muchihahu cha ku eset eku uri munkechi mwakudi manyeshe munkechi mwaikeleze dilo lwetyawu uma uma umakelelele lutoni kashidi bukenke bwa julo lwa mwana bwa fiki bitukwedi mufundwe wu wulu kumpala kwetu.
Where are we at in this Abrahamic age? Where are we in this great time we're standing? The great hour that we're living. All the visions has been fulfilled.
Turi tusangani bo mwabakai muchikondo cha bwana Abraham echi. Turi tusangani mwabakai mudiba jine nemutu jibima nemu. Diba jine nemutu jinimoye di. Bikena kumwana byonsu mbiula.
How about when a little minister, friend of ours here, associate sister church, Junior Jackson, come running up to us one night and me down there said, I had a dream, Brother Bram, it's bothered me.
Tuamba mwenye, hava mulunda wetu mukese mwambi kabaka, muku watishu wa mwekelezi ya mwanetu, Junior Jackson au. Mufu kutalubilu mulo kutu didilo lwadi, ima mwekele kuntua kukwambeni, ndi mulo otachilota, mwanetu branama, chinta tishabe.
I've seen all the brethren gathered upon a hill. And said upon this hill, you were teaching us out of letters that was wrote, looked like, and some letters that time had carved out in the rock. When you finished that, all that was finished. You told us, said, come close, and we all gathered up.
Ndimuona bana betu bonso bakungwile hakakuna. Kie kwambani, hakoku kakunahu, weovo utulongesha maleta ava mafundahu. Bimweka buni, muama maleta chikondo chivo chondo la mudibuamu. Hawajiki jachi, bionso abi hajiki bi, weo kutuambila, wambani, semena ayahabu iheaha. Ki tuetu bonso kukungwilahu.
Said you reached from somewhere and looked like got like a crowbar and whipped the top of this little pyramid open. And when it did, said granite rock with no writing on it.
Kwamba ini, wewe kwele chanza mumu waba kampanda, ni kumweka bibuni, wewe kwangata mumulonda wambala mine, ni kututa, ni kukangula lusongu lwa chihahu chikese cha musakachi, nenku, haka kanguka lu, yeni, diboja granite, karini chitu chifunda huto.
And you told us to look in upon this. And you all, we all started looking and said, I turned my head and I noticed you going towards the west just as hard as you could towards the setting of the sun. How many remembers it?
Kiwewe kutuambile bo kutangile hacho chechi. Kinwenu bonsu, tuetu bonsu kubanga kutangile. Yeini, meme kukudi muna mutu. Ni meme kukumona uye mutangile kuwesete. Uyanu ni mweba monsu mutangile kudidiba dikabwele.
And I stood there a little bit till the Holy Spirit revealed it. I said, the entire Bible, as much has been revealed to man through justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, the baptism in Jesus' name, and all these things has been revealed. But there is secrets that's hid inside because the Bible's sealed with seven seals. I must go there to find it.
kimeme kushala mwimana mwa bau to ni hakachibulu na nyomo mwimp meme kwamba ni bible mujima anumwa kamubulule bomuntu kudibingi shibwa dijidibwa dibatize ja nyomo mwimp dibatize mujina ja yesu ni bintu byonswe bi mubulu dibwa kadi kudi mal masokoma ali masoko ka mundam bolu bible mukanga ni bitampi mwanda muteket ndini chaku ye kuntwa ku bwameme kubiheta.
That morning when those seven angels come down and blasted the earth and rocks flew every way, seven angels stood there and said, return back to Jeffersonville from where you come from, for the seven seals of the seven mysteries will be opened.
Mudi ndadi hakaweka banjili mwanda mutegetabu ni kutaisha bulo bahu. Ni mabuwa kubu kawa yanseka yonsu. Banjili mwanda mutegetaba kima na mwabahu ni bakamba ni. Alu kile ku Jeffersonville kuri mufuminaku. Bwali bitampi mwanda muteketa. Bia malu masoko kamwanda muteketa nebi kangu dibwa.
Here we are today understanding serpent seed. In a few days of God willing we'll understand the correctness of marriage and divorce and all these things that God's opened ever sealed the mysteries since the foundation of the world. And we've been enjoying the presence of his presence. That is true. This day, the scripture.
Skite twa ba leluewu bikala tumvo diminu janyoka. Mumetukuma kese emu, bunzami mwakwangisha, netumvo bujala mabuwa dibaka, nidifo dia dibaka, nebintubi kwa bubionso, bidinzami muka ngulebi, chitampi chonso, malu masoko kakache kudifu kadia julu ni buloba, nitudimudi sanka, bubwika di buwama beneshenda, achinchilele la, ditu kwe di, mufundwe uu.
A Life magazine packed an article of it. Mystic circle of light goes up in the air above Tucson and Phoenix. In the same way that I told you nearly a year before it happened, how it would be in a like a triangle.
Chikanda kanda cha life and chetula kabualu kacho cha chini. Chijengu cha bukenke buwakabu yibumvuika chidichi banda kumutu kwa Tucson ni kwa Phoenix. Mushindu umo mwaka nuambila habu ini chini mchijima kumpala kwa kwenze kachi. Mufachimu wa kwikela ni chenze buchihahu cha matumbasatu.
The picture hangs in the church down there. You took that magazine, has it? There it was just exactly. It said it's 27 miles high and 30 miles across. They don't understand yet what happened. It appeared mysteriously and went away mysteriously.
Foto wawu mukudi kamwe keleze kuntu kwa ka. Nweni badibangata chikanda kanda chinu jinenda. Ki church chivumaba wachi anumenemene. Mbamba ni chidimubutumbu ka wa kilometa makumi anayi ni isatu. Ni buchamu wa kilometa makumi anayi ni mwanda mukulu. Kimbanji kumvo chidichi chenze to. Nchumweneke mumu shindu ulika uyu umvuika. Nichie mumu shindu ulika uyu umvuika.
Brother Fred Soffman, Brother Gene Norman and I stand there three as a witness. I get up on the top of the mount, Peter, James and John. They give witness, stood there and watched it when it happened. They seen it done.
Mwane tu Fred Soffman. Mwane tu Gene Norman ni mem. Bimene mwabaus. Isa tumbujadiki. Bienze buhalu songulu wa mukuna. Petelo, Yakobo ni yone. Bokufila bujadiki. Kuimana mwabawu ni kubandila buha kenze kachi. Nekuchi mwanabu chenzeka.
There it is hanging in the sky. So far there's no humidity, no moisture, nothing to make them a fog. How could they come there? It was the angels of God returning back after their message. This day that prophecy has been fulfilled in our midst. This day, this scripture has been fulfilled.
Ski chocha chichilembelele mujulu muntantamule murikamo ichitalele kamo imutalela ininchi nyibwa kwenze dibungi bafo bafo ayine kafika mwina mama munye bafo mbanje lu banzambi munkechi mwakolu kila hani mahamu kenji wabu ditu kweli chi profeta chi nchula munkechi mwetu ditu kweli mufundwe umula.
Watch, seven seals has been opened, the whirlwinds to the west coast. Now don't miss it like they did back yonder.
Tangilayi, bitampi mwanda muteke tembi kangu dibwa. Mvunda udi kukotu west. Pindye u, kachinu hichi kuto. Makaba hitachi kwa kwaku.
Now our attention a little closer to our day. What does the scripture say about today and about the time we live in? Jesus speaking. We won't have time to take them all. But I want to take this one before we close.
Mpindye u, yetu ntema, tutamba iku ituma kundambu kuje tutituko. Mufundu uri wamba chinyi habidi bitangila lelu, ni chikondo chitu jini moyi. Yesu wakula. Ncha kukele ni diba, jakubi angata bionsuto. Kalini muso kwa angate chinu nkukumpalo kwa tutu kushikisha.
Jesus said in St. Luke, the 17th chapter, the 30th verse, Jesus Christ, the Word Himself, do you believe that? Jesus Christ, the Word Himself, made flesh, spoke, and said what the Word would be in the end time. What would be the sign of the end of the world?
Yesu wakamba muluka monsanto chapito wadiki minimanda muteketa konvensi oma kumiasato. Yesu Kristo di idiori dina, nujinu itabuja achanyi. Yesu Kristo di idiori dina, divuize iba mubidi. Wakakula wambachivu di imu wakwikele mchikondu chanshikijilu echi. Chikala chimanyu chanshikijilu wabuloba.
He told him nation to rise against nation, but he said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is being revealed.
Wakabambile niditunga jivumu wakushukile ditunga nadi. Kani kwambe ini, anumu wakadibi mumatu kwa Sodoma. Kimu ikele bikabidi muditu kudi kele mwana wa muntu munkechi mwakubulu dibwa.
Now when Jesus came to the earth, he came in the name of three sons. Son of Man, which is a prophet. Son of God, and Son of David.
Pindye u hakalo Yesu habuloba, wakalo mudine diabana basatu. Mwana wa muntu, udimu profeta. Mwana wa Nzambi, ni mwana wa David.
Now he lived here on earth. He never did say he was the Son of God. He said, I'm the Son of Man. Jehovah himself called Ezekiel and the prophets, Son of Man, because he had to come to fulfill Scripture as a prophet.
Pindyeu, yeye uvu ni moi habulobaha, kakamba kuni uvu mwana wa Nzambi to, wakamba ni ndi mwana wa muntu. Yehowa yeye mwina, wakabikila yehezekele ni ba profeta ni mwana wa muntu. Bwalu, bivu bikengele bwakulwa yiku uja mufundu bu muprofeta.
Moses said, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me. That's the reason he could not be the Son of God there, because he was the Son of Man. The word came to the prophets, and he was the word in his fullness.
Mose wakamba ni mukalenga Nzambi wenu ni ajula muprofeta mufanane ni mem. Kibwa chini yeye kavu mwakwikele mwana wa Nzambi kuntu akutol. Bwaluvo mwana wa muntu. Yeye. Diyi divo dilo kudiba prophet. Ni yeye uvo diyi mukabuji makadi.
Amen. Son of Man, the major prophet. Not the major prophet, but the God prophet. Amen. The fullness of the Godhead bodily was in him. Therefore he was the Son of Man.
Mwana wa muntu. Muprofeta munena. Kayi muprofeta munena to. Kadi muprofeta Nzambi. Kabuji makabu Nzambi. Mumushindu wa mubidi kavumunda muend. Kibwa chini yeye vumwana wa muntu.
Now for 2,000 years, he's been known to us as Son of God, Spirit. And in the millennium, he'll be Son of David upon the throne. We all know that, who believe the scriptures.
Haturi tokulanga naha, munda mwabidi mubidi nubibidi, yeye mumanyika kuturi bumwana wa Nzambi, nyuma. Kari mubukalenga wabinu nuchinunu, yeye na ikele mwana wa Davidi, hankwasa wabutumbi.
Now Jesus said, just at the end of this church age that we're living in, that the Son of Man would be revealed again in the same manner it was as it was at Sodom.
Pindye u Yesu mwamba, kunde kelumenemene kwa chikondo cha ekeleze, chituri tuetu ni moyechi, ni mwana wa muntu uvumu wakubulu dibwa chakabidi, mushindu umomo wakadibi awu, mwakadibi kusodoma amu.
Watch how historically he gave it. He said as it was in the days first of Noah. How they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. Then he brought next the last to the Son of Man at Sodom.
Tangila ibilon sile maluma londa mudimu chifila. Wakambani anu mwakadibi mumatuku. Diambedi a Noah. Mufububadia banua baselangana baselesha bana. Hashisha kutualei. Chivo chilonda, chandekelu, uyanachi kumwana wa muntu kusodoma.
Because there he was dealing with Jews. Here at Sodom he's dealing with Gentiles. There he drowned them all the water in judgment. Here at the Gentiles he burned them all at the day of Sodom.
Bwalu, kwa kayevu kwa tamudimuni bena Yuda, aha kusodoma, uru kwa tamudimuni babisa mbaba ya benda, kwa ka wakaba shebe ye bonsu kumayi, mujilumbulu ishadi. Aha, kudibabi samba bya benda, wakaba oshe bonsu muditu kuja Sodoma.
That's right, the Gentile world burnt there. And so will it be when the Son of Man reveals. There's not no more water, but it'll be fire this time. Jesus read from the same Genesis 23 that we read from, when he read about Sodom.
Nchabushua, bantu babisamba bya benda bakoshi boko kwaku. Ne kukimu ikelebi kabidi hadibulu le mwana wa muntu. Kati chene kabidi maito, kadine chikala kahia bwa eu musangu. Yesu wakabadila mujeneze makumi abijini isatu, umwa ume mutu litubalemu, hakabale ibuwa Sodoma hu.
Now, we admit the conditions that spoke of the world condition of Sodom, Sodomites, Sodom condition. We, everyone will say amen to that. We believe that.
Mpindyeu, tulitwitaba ngikejilu idimiamba ya ngikejilu wa Sodoma, bene Sodoma, ngikejilu wa Sodoma hu. Tuwe tumuntu ni muntu, netu tuwa amen kucho chachi. Tuli tutabuja cho chachi.
All right, and the spiritual condition of Laodicea, the church natural, we'll say amen to that. And accept their signs. We know that every sign is there. The church is in Laodicea. We know that.
Eyo, nangike jilu wanyuma wala wadikia, ekelezi wa mumubiti awu, netu tuwa amen kucho chachi. Na netu itaba bimanyinu biabu. Tribamani ni chima inu ni chima inu chidiku. Ekelezi udu sanga njiba mula udikia. Ach tribamani.
We know the world is in a Sodom condition, is that right? We'll accept that. But what about the sign of Abraham, the one waiting for the promised son? That was another.
Tujibamani ni buloba budimungi kejilu wa Sodoma. Momwanyi. Netu itaba chochachi. Kadibishibu wa chima inu cha Abraham. Uvo mwindi la mwana mula yao. Achi sichivonchi kwa buhachi.
Remember they had a Sodom back there. They had their messenger. And Abraham had a messenger to him. Abraham was waiting day by day for almost an impossible thing to happen. Sarah, 90, and him 100. According to the promise of God, he was still waiting in the midst of all criticism. He was waiting for that son.
Vuluka ini, bavoni Sodoma kuntuaku. Bavoni musanjele wabu. Ni Abraham voni musanjele mulo kudi. Abraham vomwindi la kuditu ne kudituku. Yeye mwindi le chintu chivo chibui hine kwikala kachiku mwa kwenze kato. Sara ni bidimu makumichitem. Ni muluma ni bidimu lukam. Bilonde shile mula yi wanzambi. Yeye chivonu mwindi la munga chumwa bijanu bionswabi. Yeye vonu mwindi la mwanao.
So is a true believer, still waiting for that promised son to return. Notice, just before the son arrived, there was a sign given him. Is not the sign of the coming son to be revealed to the royal seed of Abraham that's waiting for the royal son, as same as it was to Father Abraham for the natural son?
Amen.
Is that right?
Muchikala mwindi le bwa mwana mula ya walukila. Munai, habui himene mene ni mwana au kufika yi, kuwa chima inu chaka muhesha bu. Kabi ya nagubike ngele bwa chima inu cha mwana ulo alwa u kubulu di ibwachi, kudidiminu di abukalenga di Abraham, dididindi le mwana wabukalenga u, bia momu mwani mwakadibi bwa tatu Abraham, uvo mwindi le mwana wabumibidi awanyi. Mchabusha wanyi.
Jesus said so here in St. Luke 17:30. Before this time come that the Son of Man would be revealed, like he did in the days of Sodom before the destruction of Sodom. Now we're looking for a sign.
Yesu kundi mwamba nanku, muluka monsantu dikumini mwanda mutekete makumi asatu emune, kumpala kwa chukondu e chukulwachi, ni mwana wa muntu uvomu wakubulu dibwa, mwakabulu dibwa ye mumatuku wa Sodoma. Kumpala kwa dibu tu dibu di Sodoma. Pindi yotuwe tuturimunke chimuwa kukebe chima inu kampanda.
Now let's take the conditions of time as it was in Sodom. Notice that all went out in Sodomite, the world.
Pindi yotu angata inike julu ya chikondo mufuayimu Sodoma mu. Mwana ini, bonsu bakaya ekubwele muchene Sodoma. Bahabulob.
I think one of the movie directors put on a picture not long ago And I got to see it. That was Sodom. If you ever see it, there's nothing else on but that. Take a look at it. It's a, certainly a good picture of the United States today.
Ngelemezini umu wakubalo mbudi bamalwa sendema, mwenze mukaba wabindi dimbi anuwa ibidi alihansha, ni ngake tempungu wakumona, uvani Sodoma. Bunene mwakumona ku, nika kwene chinga chintu to anucho chachi kutahaidi isu. Nchabusho wani nchimfu wanyi chimpe cha itazinu ilelewu.
Hollywood, just exactly the same kind of dressing. Everything else that they did right then, big drunken sprees and everything else, a religious cult of people. So-called religious.
Hollywood, anu mene mene, mvwajilu wa mshindu anu umu umuwa, nibi kwa bubionsu, bifu bubenze musangu wa umene. Mafete mene, nabaku wachikibi amale, nibi kwa bubionsu, ditendelele di abantu, batendelele di bakudina.
Notice, and Sodom had a witness, and it was a fellow by the name of Lot, which was just a nephew to Abraham.
Monai, ni Sodoma au uvonintem. Ni uvomu untu jine dendalota. Vumikela ni mwana wa mwana abu ni Abraham.
Now, Abraham did not go down in Sodom. He and his group, he had a big group with him, enough to fight off about a dozen kings and their army.
Mpindyeu, Abraham akakaya kuyeye mu Sodoma to, yeye ni kasumbu kend. Uvonichi sumbu chine nekuluseka luend. Bakumba na mwakulu mvita ni kuchimuna banfu mbato kudiku ini babidi ni chululu chabu.
So he had a big group with him, and he was sitting out there under an oak tree one day when everything was going wrong for him, nobody had anything to do with him, but he was still holding on to that promise. Watch now, closely before we close.
Hananku, uvani chisumbu chine nekulu seka luend. Nenku musomba hambe lua humushu wa muchu wansang. Dinga dituku. Hava maalu onsu mamuenda kabesa. Kaku yimuntu na asha umu mchu kato. Kariye yuvonu keche wakwa atakubula yao. Tangila ya kumpindi yeu. Ninte mayonsu. Kumpala kwa tetu kujigiji.
While he was sitting there, down come three men walking to him. Two of them went down into Sodom and preached the gospel to them to come out to Lot. Is that right?
Hava yimusomba muabawu ahu kuloku bantu bali mabasatu. Baluata makata makatoni havo yahu. Babidi bakudiboku weka bu musodoma. Nekuyisha bu evangelio. Bwaku hatula bu bayisha lota. Momwanyi.
But one stayed with Abraham. Notice the one that stayed with Abraham was God himself. The other two were angel messengers.
Kadi umu wakashala ni Abraham. Monai. Yeye wakashala ni Abraham au uvon Zambi yeye mwene. Boko babidi abu bafo banjelo bikala bambi sanjela.
Now down in Sodom they've done no miracles. Only smiting the blind and preaching the gospel always smites the blind.
Mpindye umu Sodoma. Kaba kenza kubishimato. Anukuba to bufofu. Nekuyisha kwa evangeli kutumisangu yonsu kubato anu bufofu.
Now look at the set of that day. There is a church natural. Always the trees, as I said last night, God is represented. There were Sodomites, the Lotites, and the Abrahamites. It's in the same position tonight. The world setting just like that.
Pindye utangila yi mwene kili wadi tu kwa adi. Kudye kelezye wumubidi. Misangu yonsu anumuyi satu, munga mimakelele jilolu, kimu din zambi mulejibwa. Kuvwa bena Sodoma. Bena Lota ni bena Abraham. Chidimu mushindu mu mwau dilo lwedi. Kimu di bahabulo baba sanga nyi bwanu mushindu wawu.
Let me ask you something. Look at this setting up. Abraham called this man that talked to him Elohim. The Hebrew word Elohim means the all-sufficient one. The one that's the eternal one. Elohim. God himself.
Lekela inu konke kuchintu kampanda. Tangila yu mwene kelewe umpindyeu. Abraham wakabikila muntu vwa wakula nende uni Elohim. Mwaku wa mchena ebelu Elohim. Uri umvwija ni eudi mukumba na mubionsu. Eudi wachendelel. Elohim. Zambi yeye mwene.
In the beginning, Genesis 1 said, in the beginning, God. Take the Hebrew word there, in the Greek word rather, in the beginning, Elohim. Created heavens and earth.
kuchibangi dilu Genèse au moins mwambani kuchibangi dilu Zambi angatai mwoko muchene ebelwawu anyi mwoko muchene ngeli kauswe kuchibangi dilu Elohim wakafuka mauluni buloba.
Here in Genesis about 22 here he says again or about 20 he said and he called this man's name Elohim.
Mwabeu yeye mu Genèse lwa mwakumi abijini BDM yewudi wambaka bidi anyi anyi lwa mwakumi abidi yeye mwambani yewa kabigele jine dia muntu ewuni Elohim.
Why did he do it? God represented in a human flesh that sat down with Abraham and eat a calf sandwich, drinking some milk and eat some bread. God himself and disappeared right before Abraham.
Wakenze nankubwa chinyi, zambi mulejibu mumbidu wabuntu, wakasomba ni Abraham ni kuja jampa, jele mwini ni wakana kangomba, unamabele ni uja jampa, zambi yeye mwina, ni wakajimina kumpala kwa Abraham au.
But he gave him a sign. Notice, and that sign was that he had his back turned to the tent.
Kariyei wakamuhesi chumayinu kampand. Monai, ni cho chumayinu achi, chivachani yeye uvumwele njima kuntenta.
And remember, Abraham, his name was Abram a few days before that. And Sarah was Sarah before that. S-A-R-R-A. Then S-A-R-A-H-M, A-B-R-A-M to A-B-R-A-H-A-M. Abraham means father of nations.
Karibu lukaini. Abraham au jina dende jivwa Abraham ndambu wa matu kumpala kwa chuo chachi. Ni Sara uva Sara kumpala kwa chuo chachi. S-A-R-R-A. Hashisha S-A-R-A-H. Ni A-B-R-A-M. Kulwayi A-B-R-A-H-A-M. Abraham mbwena kwamba ni tatu wa matunga.
Now watch real close here. And we'll see the setting of the hour that we're now living. As Jesus told us to look for this setting, we've seen all the rest of it, right? Now let's see to the royal sea what setting they're supposed to see.
Mpindia utangela inintema yabuni kabaka. Nangine tumwona mwene kilu wadi beritu jini moi mpindia wedi. Mudi Yesu mutu ambile bwa kukeba mwene kilu ewo. Tuwamo nibiko wabubi abibion swan bimp. Mpindia utumona ayi diminu diabukalenga.
Now, this man said, Abraham, where is your wife, Sarah? And Abraham said, she's in the tent behind you.
Pindeu muntwe wakambani, Abraham, mukajeba Sarah, udihenye. Ki Abraham wakambani, udimuntenta hanyima hebao.
Now, he had never seen her. How did he know that his name was Abraham? How did you know her name was S-A-R-A-H? Abraham, where is your wife, Sarah? Said she's in the tent behind you.
Mpindewu, ye kacheka voku mwanshu kumuna muka jauto. Mwenye mwakamanya ini dina dienda jivwa nga Abraham. Mwenye mwakamanya ini dina dia muka ji uvwa nga S-A-R-A-H. Abraham, muka jeba Sarah udihenye. Kwambe ini,
he said, I, personal pronoun, I am going to visit you according to the promise. Your wife's going to have that baby. You trust me now. I'm going to make it come to pass.
Kwambeini, mem, muhinga ni muleji muntu. Mem, nengu mwene kelebilondo se mula yao. Muka jeba nialele mwanao. We wangeye menye. Bindeu, nentifikisha kudienzeka.
And Sarah, in the tent behind eavesdropping or eardropping or what you call it, listen to the tent. She laughed up her sleeve and she said, now me, an old woman like I am, have pleasure of my Lord and him old too, out there 100 years old. Wow, this hasn't happened for many, many years.
Ki Sara muntentamu hanyima utelejele muchibi hanyi muteidichi mwosu muni yaku chibigilamu utelejele muntent kusekelei mudiaha kwa mbeini pindye umeme u mukaji mununu munkadiemu mpeta masanka ni mukalenga wanyi ni yeye henda mununu hambelu hahani bidimu lukama biabualu ebinye ukabiyo kubienzeka kukadi bidimu biabuni menemen.
And the man, M-A-N, sitting there eating in human flesh, drinking and eating like an ordinary man with dust on his clothes and had dust on his feet, and Abraham worked it off.
Nenkumontuawu, M-U-N-T-U, Muntu, Musoma Mwabau Munkechi Mwakudia, Umubidu Wabuntu, Unwani Widiabu Muntuwe Tuahatuwewu, Niluhishi Kubilamba, Niluhishi Kumakasa, Ni Abraham Kuwawe Sheimai.
God himself looked around and he said, why did Sarah laugh back in the tent saying this? He knew, could discern the thoughts of Sarah in the tent behind him. Is that right?
Zambi yeye mwina kukenza kanei ni kwambe ni Sara waseki buachini munda mwantente mu wambachi kampand. Yeye wakamanya uvuma kujingulule meji ya Sara muntente hanyi mehendahu. Nchabusho wanyi.
Now when the royal seed of Abraham come on the earth, what sign did he show? Son of man. Simon came up to him one day. Andrew brought him. He said, your name is Simon. You're the son of Jonas. He said, I made a believer out of him.
Pindyeu hakolo diminu jabukalenga di Abraham habuloba. Nchimayinu kahi chakaleja yi. Mwana wa muntu wao. Simona wakalo kudi yi. Dinga dituku. Andele mwaka yenend. Kwambe ni dina dieben Simona. Uli mwana wa Yona. Mwakambe yi. Nomonus. Achi kumuvije chumwena kuita buji.
Philip went over and got Nathaniel. Come back and said, come see a man who we've found. Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph. He said, now wait a minute. Could anything good come out of that fanaticism? He said, come see.
Filippo kuye yi kangata Nathaniela. Kwa lukile yi. Kwa mbe ni lua kumona muntu tulibaheta. Yesu wakunasa leta mwana wa Yosefu. Ye ni pindie wanjinji la kakesa. Chintu chimpa nchifuwa inaku kuhatuka mudikoleshe ja malu jajanani. Yeni, luaku umona.
So when Philip come up in the presence of Jesus with Nathaniel, Jesus looked over at him and said, behold an Israelite in whom there's no guile.
Hananku Philip mwenza anu ufika mubikari buwa Yesu anyi hamoni natana yela Yesu kumutangile kwambani mwanayi mwena izelele ujimunda kamu ibudimu.
He said, Rabbi, when did you know me? He said, before Philip called you when you were under the tree, I saw you. He said, Rabbi, thou art the son of God. You're the king of Israel.
Au kwambe ni labi udimumanya di bakai. Yaini kumpala kwa Filipo kukubikila yi. Havu mwishu mwamucha ahu. Memu mvumu kumona. Yaini labi. We udimwana wa Zambi. Udifumu wa Izalela.
When the little woman at the well in her immoral condition come up a little panoramic something like this to draw some water, Jesus had sent his disciples away to get fiddles.
Mukeshe mukeshe wakuchina chamai yahu. Mungi kajiluwendo wa masandi ya huu, hakafika ye, kachintu kampanda, kachifuandi kiziluka, mushindu ewu, wakusuna imai, Yesu, vomutu mabayidi bend, wakuyebuka susumbe biakudia.
When she come up to draw water, he said, bring me a drink, woman. She said, it's not customary for you to say that. We have segregation here.
Hakalo mukaja huu, wakusuna imai, yeu kwambani, mukaji, ntuadile kumai ya kunwa, mukaja huu kwambeni, kachi tuchile labuwa wewa kwamba na ankunasha. Mune mutu tunidisungulu jangana.
Now, you Jews have nothing to do with us Samaritans. We have nothing to do with you. He said, but woman, if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. I'd give you water if you don't come here to draw.
Mpindyewu, nwenu bena yuda, kenu tunetu malanda, tuetu bena samale yeto. Tuetu katuene nenu malanda to. Yeye ni kadi mukaji, buwe umanya mwine uji wakule nendeu. Wewe singuvumu wakundomba mema mai ya kunu. Mema vumu kukuhesha mai au dikuyulu kusuna hato.
He found where her condition was, what it was. He said, go get your husband and come here. She said, I don't have any husband.
Kuheta yi mwabu vodisama dienda disanga nyibuwa chivwadi. Kwa mbeini, nda ukanga tabayeba kadi ulo mwabeu. Yeini, nchituni bayanyi buwale.
He said, you said the truth. You've had five. And the one you're living with now is our church. She said, sir! I perceive that thou art a prophet. We know when the Messiah cometh, he'll show us these things. Jesus said, I am he.
Yeni, wambi bulelela, ukafunabu batanu. Kanyudi musomba nenda au kingwe bato. Yeni, mukaleng, ndi jingulini wewe udimu profeta. turi ba maini halo masi yeye ki watu leja bintu ebi. Yesu kwamba ini meme kiye yawo.
That she run into the city and said, come see a man who's told me the things I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah?
Hacho chachi, kubwele ilu wili mchimenga ni kwamba ini, lwa yi, kanu muna yi muntu wangambi di bintu bindi muenza, kinye ye umasi yanyi.
Watch, he did that before the Jews and the Samaritans, but never the Gentiles. The Gentiles, we people were heathens in them days. The other nations packed a club on her back, worshiping idols. We wasn't looking for no Messiah. He only appears to those who's looking for him. And we're supposed to be looking for him.
Tangila yi, ye wakenza chikumpala kwa bene Yuda, ni bene Samalia. Kadika chika kachenza kukumpala kwa babisa mbabu ya benda to. Babisa mbabu ya benda, te tuwaba, tuvabampa anganu mwumine matukwa wu. Matunga makwabu. Tuenda bambu le kabuenga hanyima, tukukwile mpingu. Katifo kubinji la masi ya to. Ye uju mwene kela, anu ababa di bamwindil. Ni tuwe tumba ni chakwikela bamwindil.
But those who claim to be looking for him, the church itself, when they seen that done, they said he's a devil, he's a fortune teller. A Beelzebub, and Jesus said that sin would be forgiven them because he hadn't died yet, but said someday the Holy Ghost will come and do the same thing and speak one word against it will never be forgiven.
Kadi ababa vabala kamukana bamba mvabu bamwindila, ekelezia yeye mwines. Hakamu na buwachi chenjibwa bakamba ni yeye ndemo mwene lubuku. Belzebula. Kiesu kwambe ini buwaompe katu ni baba fuilelus. Buwalu yeye kavumonji kufoto. Kadi mwakambe. Dinga dituku nyuma mwempa ni alwani ni enze chintu chimochumwechi. Ni kumwamba di dibi jimwehela kako wakufu idiboku luseto.
That's this day where every word has to hang together. Speak a word against it will never be forgiven in this world or the world to come.
Adindi tukwedi. Didi Johnson ni chakusu kakana. Kumwamba di dibi. Kako wakufidi boku luseto. Nashemwe chichikondu. Nashemwe chikondu chilualwa.
That was the royal seed of Abraham. And here that royal seed of Abraham which come because of that identification of that man sitting down there with Abraham. Come to prove it was the same God.
Adi divonti minu diabukalenga di Abraham. Kadia hadi minu diabukalenga di Abraham adi, dididi lobu adi manishibwa di amuntu uwa musombo kuntu kwa kani Abraham awadi. Ndi lobu akujadi kani uwa nzambi umomuawo.
Promised in this day as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man when he is revealing himself as Son of Man. Amen. This is the day for the scripture to be fulfilled.
Mwikala ule yemujitu kwedini, anumu wakadibi umatu kwa Sodoma, kimwikala bika bidi kudilwa jia mwana wa muntu, hariye munkachi mwakudibu ulula, bu mwana wa muntu aha. Amen. Edi kiritu kudilimufu ndwewu ni chakula.
Look at the setting we are today. Look at the church where the Son of God, look at the dismal day. Look at all the prophecies. Now a strange thing. Our businesses are due then if the setting has to be like it's Sodom.
Tangila yumwene kelumutu ditusanga nyibolelu ewu. Tangila yekelezi yemudi mwana wa Nzambi. Tangila yidi tukudibwichi jiledi. Tangila yibi profeta Beyonce. Pindi ewu, chintu chahabu achichijine. Benyi betu nebi kale ni chakwi kala hudibadi. Dwa bibi kengele buwa mwene kelu kwi kale yimufanangane ni waku Sodoma.
There were three of them coming along. Three outstanding men. Sent from heaven. We'll admit that. Three of them. One stayed with Abraham.
Kwa kalwa bantu basatu. Bantu baba kemesha basatu. Batuma bafumine kudiulu. Netuita bachi. Basatu. Umwehele wakashala ni Abraham.
They all started there. But one stayed with Abraham. The rest of them went out in Sodom. Is that right? And Abraham had a changed name from Abram to Abraham. True?
Bon suba kabangile kuntuaku. Kadi umwehele wakashala ni Abraham. Bakwa wababu baka huweke musodoma. Momwanyi. Ni Abraham ukavu ni dine dishintulula. Diumu kaku Abraham. Dilo Abraham. Nchabusha wanyi.
Not one time has the history of church of the world ever had an evangelist to go to it with a name ending in H-A-M to this day. Billy G-R-A-H-A-M. Is that right?
musangu na shomo mu maluma londa ekeleje wahabulo ba kachaka tuku mwanje kweta mutangi diki muyakuri mwikale ne dine disikile ni HAM to anu muri tukwedi Billy G R A H A M momwany
G R A H A M 6 letters A B R A H A M is 7 letters but G R A H A M is 6 letters which is the word of man
G R A H A M maleta sambombo A B R A H A M ujini maleta mwanda muteket kadi G R A H A M ujini maleta sambombo chilichika le malo habuloba muntu nwamunwanyi
Look what's went out there today is that messengers from heaven Is there a man on earth that's got repentance so preached so plainly as Billy Graham Has there been a man that has had an effect upon the people like Billy Graham
Tangila iti tuchuha tuka kuntu kwa ka lelwewo Simbami sanjele ba kujulu abu Kudiku muntu habuloba ha uri muyisha kanyenga nyenga bitoka to bumu di Billy Graham any Kukadi kumuntu kadi kuni bwenze jihabantu bumu di Billy Graham any
Never has there been internationally a man of Billy Sunday and so forth as here in the United States but Billy Graham's known worldwide See where he's calling out of Sodom
Kacha hukin kwanji kukele wana nkuto Habuloba bujima muntu kampand Ka Billy Sunday ni bakwabu bavumu ne mu États-Unis emu kali Billy Graham yeye mumanya bulabo bujima nujimone kudi yeye ubikidilanye musodoma
And he's got his company and party there with the Pentecostal church and Oral Roberts But what about the elect group What kind of sign are they supposed to see What are they supposed to have Hallelujah It shall be like in the evening time.
Ni yeye ujini kasumbu kende kamushindi kiji kuntu waku hamoni yekelezi wa bene mpenta. Okal Robert. Kadibi shibu waka sumbu kaba sungula. Mchimanyinu cha mushindu kai chidibuni cha kumona. Bajini cha kuheta chinyi. Aleluya. Neku kelebu kenke kuibamu lolo.
This day. This scripture is fulfilled. Amen. This day, God's promise is fulfilled. We know that to be the truth. He's here tonight as he was then.
Ditu kwe di, mufundwe uwulu. Ditu kwe di, mula yu wanzambi uwulu. Tripa maini achimbulele la. Yeye udi kaba kijilo lwedi muvaye musangwa wamu.
Now to preach it, I said a while ago, if you preach anything and it's a gospel truth, then God's obligated to vindicate that. Is that true?
Pindye u, bwakuchi yisha, chingami katancha wakachi, wewe yisha ninti nchonsu ni chika lebule lebo evangelio, zambi di badi mwenze jibu bwakuchi shindika. Mchabusho wanyi.
Now, if that be so, let the God that wrote the word, let the God that made the prophecy, let the God who is God of the word come forth and prove that he's still God.
Pinde uyobinanku, nzambi waka funde di yawu, nzambi wakenze chi profeta achawu, nzambi udin nzambi wadi yawu, ahatuka. Ajadika ni yeye uchidianu zambi.
As Elijah went up on the mountain watching Elisha went watching Elijah. He said, I want a double potion. And the mantle that was on Elijah fell off on Elijah. He walked down and doubled that blanket up and struck the river and said, where is the God of Elijah? And the same thing that happened for Elijah happened for Elijah.
Mwakabanda ilia kumukuna utangila elisha wakayebo kubandila elia kwambeni njimuswa bituwe bibidi. Kichiko weli chivuhambili haeli yachi kumata chambili haelisha. Kwasa iluendu kumunya imbulanke temumpi tuibidi ni kututa imumusulu kwa mbeini zambi waeli udihenyi. Kichitu chimochimochimochenze kele eli yachi kwenze kele chielisha.
And the same gospel, the same power, the same son of man that was yesterday is today and will be forever. He is today. You believe it?
Amen.
And I ask you, I cannot be him, but he is here.
Amen.
We are only a carrier.
Nenko evangelio umo mwawu. Bukole bumo bumwabu. Mwana wa muntu umo mwawu. Voku makelela wu. Udiku lelu. Nene ikale kukashidi. Ebe ludiku minisatu mwanda mukulu. Nuji nuchi itabu janyi. Nankundi nulombaku. Meme chene mwaku ikale yeye to. Kadi yeye udikabaka. Tue tutudianu chambu di chanana.
Some of you people out there that's sick and afflicted, that you know that I don't know you. Let God now, if I can humble myself enough, you pray and ask God.
Bamu bakunu diaku, badi basama ni muntatu, badi bama ni meme nchene munu manyabu, nzambi pindye u, bumemu mwakudu weke shakubi kumbana, sambi la inulomba nzambi.
I don't guess there isn't a prayer card in the building, is there? No, I don't. We've never given out any prayer cards. We're going to have prayer meeting at our healing the sick at the church. But you pray.
Chenengele mejini. Kakwene karta kadi sambile na shaka mumuchi tande muto. Momwanyi. To nchena. Kata vuku baba nye tuartu wadi sambile na shaka. Netu kele mwakwenze di sangi shaja amilu mbuku. Ayin jondo haja babedi kweke lezia. Kajinuwe no sambile ayi.
You know that I'm a total stranger to you. See, you know me, Jeffersonville. I don't want people from Jeffersonville to do that. I want people from away from here somewhere. See if God still reveals. See if he's still the same yesterday and forever.
Kajinu dwa mayini meme njumwenya nwa mene mene ukunu di nwamonus. Ndiba manya meme nwenu Jeffersonville. Chene musu wabene mu Jeffersonville benza na nkuto. Ndi musu wabantu bakule ni mune muemu bakumwa bakampand. Mona inzambi ni uchidianu ubulu la. Mona yei ni uchituanu umuwa umakelele lelu toni kashidi.
Do you like the little woman did? He passed through and she said, I believe this man. She had a blood issue. And she said, if I could touch the bar of his garment, I believe I'll be made whole. Is that right?
Enza imu wakeze mukeshi mukesa wamu. Yei wakahichile munkachamu wambani meme njengi tabuja muntuewu. Uvoni mashi alomunda ni kwambeni. Mema ni mwakulenga luzemba luachivu aluchendi. Ndingi itabuja ni nensangale. Nchabushu wanyi.
Because of her faith, that day the scripture was fulfilled. He bind up the heart of the broken heart, heal the sick and the lame.
Bwadi itabuja denda, ditu kwadi mufundu wakula. Yei uji wondo hamputa wa moyi mchibuluka. Mondo hababedi ni balema.
When she touched his garment, walked out and sat down, he turned around and said, who touched me? How do you ever know in that great throng of people? Probably 30 times watch here tonight. Thousands of them. How did he know it?
Mukaja umwenza nulenga chivu wa luchendachi, uhatuka usomba, ye kukudi muka kwamba ni wande nya unganyi. Mungu mvoye kumufuwa ina kumanya mumusumbu wa bantu bune na wawu. Hamwa hamisangu makumiasa tukuhita uri ahadilo lwediewu binunubi wa bantu.
He said, who touched me? He didn't say that just to be saying. He said that because it was true. And he said, who touched me? Directly looked around, seen the little woman where she was sitting or standing, whatever position she was in, told her her blood issue was over.
Kwamba ini, wande nya unganyi. Ye kakamba chenibuwa kwamba to, wakamba chibuwa lunchilelela. Kie ini, wande nya unganyi. Kidia kama kukenza kana yi, ni kumwana yi mukeshi mukesa wu, mwabova yi musomba, ni mwimana, mushindu onsu wa ya wu, kumuambile yi ni mashienda, vwalo munda wu akajika.
That was Jesus yesterday, and that's him today.
Amen.
You believe that?
Au vwa nyesu makelela. Au nyesu lelu. Nitunitabuja na nkwanyi.
I don't know you. God does. But you got pains in your side that's bothering you. That's right. You're sitting there praying about it. Am I a stranger to you? We're a stranger when I stand up if it is. I don't know you. It's this man right here on the corner, this young fellow.
Nchena mukumanya to, nzami ngudi mukumanya. Kadi ujini mikenye di sama mulubadi mwe bamu ikuta tishabikole. Nchabushua. Udi musomba mwaba usambile bwa chochachi. Njumwe nikudi ni tuwe tukatiba manyanga nanyi. Juka kulu ni momu. Chene mukumanya to. nge umuntu mulimo uri muri tumbewu soma mu wacu tendewu.
You also got a bad throat. That's right. You're praying about that. You're all nervous about something. You're going to have to leave the meeting because you're a minister. You got some engagements you got to take care of. That is right.
Uti kabidi ni hamu minha kusama nchabushowa kichi uri usambijila uri mubindulukanu mene mene buwa chintu kampand nibi kengele buwa wewe kushedi sangi shedi buwa uji muambi uti nibi hungidi bidibi kengele buwa wewe kutangila achi nchabushowa.
You believe God knows who you are? Reverend Mr. Smith, now you can go and be healed. Jesus Christ made you whole. Walter, you mean your throat won't bother you. Who did he touch?
Uri witabuje ni nzambi mu mayini wewe udinganyanye. Reverend Mukalenga Smith pindia uri mwa kuyeni kondo hibwa. Yesu Kristo wa kondo hu. Ndaku kuri sangisha dieba. Muminu we ba uka wa kukuta chisheto. Walengi ya unganyi.
There's a man sitting right back here. He's suffering. He's got a tumor on his left lung. He isn't from here. You have been a mine worker. That is right. I'm a total stranger to you. If that's right, shake your hand.
Kuri muntu mulimo musomba hanyima hamena uju sam. Ujini chuje cha kansere kuchisulusulu chenda cha jabakaji. Yeki kingomu ne muto. Ubo mwene mudimu omubine bia tubanda. Nchabushowa. Emenja nmwenye wa mene mene kudi. Ni nchabushowa nyongisha chansa chebachi.
The tumor's in your left lung and you're up for an operation right away. That's right? You're not from here. You're from out of town. You're from Virginia. That's right.
Chujachi, chidimuchi sulu sulu chepe chajabaka jachi. Ni ujimujilongu lalabu kukuhanda buchakamu. Momwanyi, kune wamu ne muto. Uri wahambe lu hachimeng. Ujomu Virginia, nchabushua.
You believe God knows who you are? Mr. Mitchell? That's right. Go home, be well. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Ask the man. Never seen him in my life. He's sitting there praying.
Uri witobuje ni nzambi mbanyi ni we ujinganyanyi. Mukalenga Mitchell, nchabushua. Ali kulaku mwebo umfo bimp. Yesu Kristo uju kusangaja. Nukonka imuntu awu. Titumwanji kumumona kuto. Kacha bandela. Evo musomba mwabahu sambil.
This day, this scripture. Here's a lady sitting right back here behind me. As Sarah was in the tent. She's praying for a daughter. Stand up.
Ditu kwedi, mufundwewu. Kina banzenye yeu musomba hanyi mahamena. Hani mahanya, anumu vasara muntentam. Uri usambile bwa mwana ndo bakaji. Juki le kulu.
The daughter's not here. She's away. The daughter, you're same as it was when a woman come to Jesus who had a woman that was fiercely vexed with the devil. The girl is demon possessed.
Mwana bwa bakaji au kene mune muto. Uri kula mwana bwa bakaji au. Nimbia momo mbwebe wewa, anumu vwabi hakalo muka jikampanda kudi Yesu ahu. Uvoni muka jikampanda utachishibu bikole kudi demon. Muka jau di, mwono wabaka jau, muku ata kudi demon.
She's not here. She is from, you're from North Carolina. You believe that? And that's the truth, isn't it? Mr. Orders, you can go home. If you believe with all your heart, you'll find your daughter like found when Jesus Christ in the days gone by said it was you.
Kena munemu to, mwamu, uju wamu Caroline Dinor, uju witobuja na mkwanyi. Ni achimbulelela, kimo mwanyi. Madam Orders, uju mwakolu kile kweb. We mwitobuja ni mwoyi webo onso, ni ukasanga ni mwane bo wabakaja, numu wakasanga ni bo ye yao, hawa Yesu Kristo mumatu kwa kala, mwamba ni wakondo hibo amu.
This day, this scripture, the sign of Sodom. Of the super seed, the sign of the natural church, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your midst. Do you believe it?
Ditu kwedi mufundwewu. Chimayinu cha Sodoma. Chimayinu cha diminu di tambidila. Chimayinu cha ekelezia umubidi. Ditu kwedi mufundwewu lumunkechumwenu. nous disons que tu es un
peu. Will you accept him right now as your Savior and healer? Stand up to your feet, every one of you, say, I accept my healing. I accept him as my Savior. I accept him as my King. Each one, stand to your feet.
Nous disons que tu es un peu de bougeant, pindi, ou même de boumoussoung, ni monde qui est un Jukila ikulu ne nubonsu nuamba ni, ndingi tabuja jondo hibwa janyi, ndi muitababu musungidi wanyi, ndi muitababu mfumu wanyi, muntu yonso wa jukila kulu.
This day, listen friends, he read the scripture, handed the Bible back to the priest, and said all the eyes of the people were fastened upon him, and he looked upon him and said, this day, this scripture, is fulfilled.
Ditu kwedi teleja ino ni bolunda banyi yeye wakabala mufundo kwalujele mwa kwedi au bible ni muri bibyambibwa meswon swa bantu avama mu banka mene kudiyi kikuba tangile ikwamba ni ditu kwedi mufundo ewulu.
I've read the scripture with a dozen or more evidences that we're living in the last day.
Amen.
The generation that will see Jesus Christ return to the earth.
Amen.
And I say to you tonight, again, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your sight.
Mema ngabadi mifundu, ni bilezi di kumini bibidi, anibi hitahu biani, tuji ni moi mudi tukudiande kelu. Luko ngulua mwana Yesu Kristo walukile habuloba. Ni mema ndi nuambile chaka bididi lolwe dini, ditu kwedi, mufundwewu wulu nwenu badi mwena.
You in Tucson, you in California, you in New York, on these telephone hookups, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your sight.
Nwenu badi mu Tucson, nwenu badi mu California, nwenu badi mu New York, kunshinge ya ku telefona, ditu kwedi, mufundwewu wulu, mumeswen.
Let us be glad and make merry, for the marriage of the Lamb is at hand. And her bride, his bride has made herself ready. Let's raise our hands and give him glory. All ye people, God bless you.
Twikala ini disanka ni tuchonko moka yi. Bolu jiba kadia mwana wa mukoko di kadi habwi hi. Ni muka jenda musela. Muka jenda musela wadi longo lulu. Twela ibianza mulu. Tumuha butumbi. Nwenu bantu bonsu. Zambia nubenesha.